This is the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network. We're getting you set for all of the Fly Boys action. 58 games across 4 states in 3 months, all right here.
The 3-1 pitch to Saylor.
That one's hit to right field, hanging in the air, going to keep going. It is gone. Keaton Saylor, 3-run blast. His first of the season, Keaton Saylor with a home run. And it's now an 8-4 lead for the Fly Boys. Keaton got all of that one.
The road trip continues for the Greenville Fly Boys as they take on the Burlington Sock Puppets.
It's time to make a climb toward the top of the West Division. The second half of the Abbey League season starts right now.
Now, here's the voice of the Greenville Fly Boys, Richard Martin.
Hello, everybody, and welcome in to Burlington, North Carolina, Burlington Athletic Stadium here in the Tar Heel State, the second half of this four-game road trip for the Greenville Fly Boys. And so far tonight, I've avoided what happened last night in Bluefield, Virginia, and getting rained out, had a torrential downpour come through about 5 o'clock till about 6, but the grounds crew has done a fantastic job here. Looks like we're going to get started about 15 minutes late. It's not too much of a delay. 7:15, scheduled first pitch. Glad to have you with us on the Fly Boys Broadcast Network pregame show, as this is the second longest trip of the season for Fly Boys. They'll play a pair of games here at Burlington, including tomorrow's 7-inning Sunday, before heading home, take on Elizabethton on Monday and Tuesday at Pioneer Park. We'll get you more information on that game and all the promotions going on there later in the evening. This is going to be the toughest matchup so far of the year for the Fly Boys, as the Burlington Sock Puppets come in number one in the East and number one overall in the Appalachian League. A 23-8 record. They are the second best offense in the entire Appalachian League. They've scored 198 runs and only given up 118. Sock Puppets have the only 9-inning no-hitter in the Appy League this season. They had that a couple of weeks ago. They've had 2 games they have taken to the 9th inning with a no-hitter, including a 17-0 win over Johnson City earlier in the season. So this is a team that can not only hit, but has some great pitching. Do the Sock Puppets here in Burlington, North Carolina. That's why they lead the East by 7.5 games and are 7-3 over the last 10 contests. So the Sock Puppets will get set to take on the Greenville Fly Boys. The Fly Boys offense, they've started to feel it. They have scored at least 10 runs in 3 of their last 4 games. And all 3 of those games they've scored 10 runs in. The Fly Boys have won those games. A pair of wins over Johnson City and, of course, the win over Bluefield on Thursday night to start the second half. Well, of course, Greenville's problem has been consistency. They have to get consistent. They have struggled with sweeping series. They have not been able to sweep a series in a while now. So, we return. We're going to talk to manager Jermaine Curtis and give his opinion on what the Fly Boys need to do to stop this Burlington team that has such great pitching and hitting. And when we return, we'll have first pitch between the Sock Puppets and the Fly Boys right here on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
There's only a few weeks left this season to see your Greenville Fly Boys in action. There are so many great promotions still remaining, so make your plans now. Next week, the Fly Boys will be back home beginning on Tuesday as we celebrate our first responders. Then Friday, it's Princess Night. You never know who you're going to see walking around the stadium. And Saturday, we're having a jersey auction. Don't want to miss a minute of the action and tons of fun for the entire family. Tickets are selling fast, so get yours right now at flyboysbaseball.com.
Morning, Mama. How you feeling?
Great, and I'm ready for you today.
I'm checking in on you. Morning meditation?
Check.
Dressed and ready to work out?
Check.
Check your blood pressure yet?
And check.
Boom! Great job, Mom. And about those gold earrings?
No, ma'am.
Now more than ever, it's important that we protect our hearts and the hearts of those we love. Monitor your blood pressure daily and help each other stay motivated. Rally your squad to take the online pledge at releasethepressure.org. Brought to you by the Release the Pressure Coalition and the Ad Council.
It's time to go inside the game.
We're getting you set for tonight's matchup with all the analysis and notes you need for Fly Boys baseball. Now, here's Fly Boys manager, Jermaine Curtis.
Richard Martin here for Fly Boys Broadcast Network as the Fly Boys get set to take on the Burlington Sock Puppets in game one of two games set. I'm here with manager Jermaine Curtis. Coach Curtis, yesterday got rained out, but now, you know, doesn't end. You got to go up now to the best offense in the East Division after playing the second best offense. But also their pitching is very good. They have the lone nine-inning no-hitter. They've had two other games. They've taken a no-hitter to the ninth. What's so good about this Sock Puppet pitching staff that has been just difficult for other teams to figure out?
They're just gelling together. This team is a bunch of D1 players, and they want to win, and I'm excited to play against them because my team wants to win as well, and we're not going to back down to the challenge. We've been anticipating this game, and we're ready to go.
Starting pitcher, a different starter tonight, Carson Jacobs. He's another guy who slow start and then recently has come in from the bullpen and has been phenomenal. What have you seen from Carson Jacobs as of late to put him in the starting role?
He's been working his butt off, his tail off, if I should say, and, he's having that, you know, he's 6'9", so he's using his height now, and the ball has a lot of downward angle that gets the ball in and out of the zone, which creates a lot of swing and misses and ground balls. But more importantly, you know, some schools are coming to watch him, and we want to, you know, here, we want to give them a shot to, you know, be seen and play at different schools. So we're going to get him in, starting, and, you know, give him a chance to showcase his talent because there's a lot of upside for him.
Of course, looking at your bats, they've been hot. You've scored 10 runs in multiple games. I think for the last four games, you scored at least 10 runs in. What can you attribute this offensive really explosion to?
You got to talk to Wes Stone. Wes Stone is our hitting coach, and he's been, you know, he's been working very hard with these guys, and he's been sitting down with them, watching video, and then going to the cage and working on little specific things to get them better. The goal is when they go back to their schools, they want to be better than they are right now, and it seems like a lot of these guys have gotten a lot better, and there's a little goal between Wes and I. He doesn't want no kids hitting under 200. So, all the credit goes to Wes and his hard work.
Finally, of course, this is a big challenge, like we mentioned earlier. This is the number one team in the Appy League by record, second highest scoring team in the Appy League. Is there a little bit of motivation for you guys to go out and not just take one, but take two, of course, from the top team right now in the Appalachian League?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We have a lot of – I mean, we're motivated. We want to win this game. We want to play hard. We want the challenge to play against them. We've heard a lot about them from different teams saying that, hey, they're stacked and they can play. This is a beautiful field, and, you know, they have great players. But we have a lot of great players as well. I mean, I'll take our team against any team any day.
Coach Curtis, thank you for your time. Good luck tonight.
Thanks so much.
That was manager Jermaine Curtis. Fly Boys and Sock Puppets meeting game one of their series. When we return, Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Right now, our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and experiences connect through conversation, and it feels good.
This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together. Start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
There's only a few weeks left this season to see your Greenville Fly Boys in action. There are so many great promotions still remaining, so make your plans now. Next week, the Fly Boys will be back home beginning on Tuesday as we celebrate our first responders. Then Friday, it's Princess Night. You never know who you're going to see walking around the stadium. And Saturday, we're having a jersey auction. Don't want to miss a minute of the action and tons of fun for the entire family. Tickets are selling fast, so get yours right now at flyboysbaseball.com.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Lineup's been read, anthem has been sung, and we are ready to roll in Burlington just a couple minutes late after a rain delay here in Burlington, North Carolina. Here's your starting lineup for your Flyboys. Leading off, Miles Smith at designated hitter spot. Shamar Dolans in center field, batting second. David Bishop at third base, bats third. Bo Ankeny, who came a home run short of a cycle against Bluefield the other night, is in left field. Cameron Laliberte, set catcher, batting fifth. Alex Diaz at short, bat sixth. Dub Gleed looks for his second home run in as many games as third of the season, batting seventh at second base. Aiden Kennedy, hometown kid, coming back toward his home area, his home state, plays at first base. And Andrew Pinkston is in right field, batting ninth. On the mound tonight for the Sock Puppets, it's a stud out of UNC Asheville, Fayetteville, North Carolina native Justin Honeycutt. And this season, Honeycutt has been phenomenal, part of the solid pitching staff for the Sock Puppets. A 1-1 record, a 4.13 ERA, and 24 innings pitched. He's given up 27 hits, 13 runs, 11 of them earned. Has walked 8 and struck out 17. Opponents are batting 284 against Honeycutt, the UNC Asheville Bulldog on the mound, who does have a season-high 5 strikeouts against Danville earlier in the year. How about this? Has only walked one batter 3 times this season. So, been a very efficient pitcher. Has been Honeycutt for the Sock Puppets. Give you a check of the Nice Longer Performing Arts Center uniform report. Your Fly Boys staying on the road with the Road Red Hats, Tennessee State flag logo on the front, the Navy jerseys with Greenville across the chest and red and white with the red and white numbers on the back and the cream-colored pants. Burlington comes in wearing the black hats with the Sock Puppet stitched B on the front, the all-white jerseys with Burlington, City of Burlington insignia on the front of the chest, the Sock Puppet in the middle, and the red and white numbers, the white pants tonight. That's your Nice Longer Performing Arts Center uniform report on tonight's game, as Miles Smith will step in to lead things off in this one. The UC Irvine Anteater batting .355 on the season, and at one point had a score to run in 9 straight ball games, and the streak was snapped on July 4th, but he scored a run against Bluefield, so he has scored a run in 10 of the last 11 games as Miles Smith this season. Honeycutt gets set and fires. First pitch is low for a ball, 1-0, and we are underway. 7:14 p.m., so even starting a little bit earlier. After that delay, glad to have you with us. Fly Boys Broadcasting Network, spending your Saturday here with us. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That one finds the strike zone, finds the corner, 1-1. Smith still has that 1,048 OPS. Remember, he hit a home run in his first at-bat of the season. 1-1, that one chops softly over to Honeycutt. Picks it up, turns, fires the first, in time on a line. Great play by Justin Honeycutt. And then St. Laurent able to make the snag as well. for the Sock Puppets. Let's take a look at the defensive lineup of the Sock Puppets. At catcher, you have number 10, Anthony Castingway. First base, you have number 7, Austin St. Laurent. And we'll give you the rest of the lineup after Shamar Dalton steps in for the first pitch for the Sock Puppets. That one gets in there for strike. Second baseman is Dante Girardi. At shortstop, you have Justin Colon. And at third base, you see Evan Applewick. After that pitch, missed for a ball. 1-1 to Dalton. Dalton, 303 average. 807 OPS. Has a home run as well. That came all the way back on opening night. He's hit some long, but haven't got out of the yards. He chops that one over to St. Laurent, and he'll go foul. Left to right in the outfield for the Sock Puppets is Ethan Lazama in left. Center field is Isaiah Adams, and in right field is Brogan Napier. Here's the 1-2 pitch with one out. Dalton fouls that one off to stay alive again. Coach Stone's been working with Dalton a bit on his swing and BP, and just getting back to that level he was at early in the season. Well, he went on a streak. Again, also came a home run short of the cycle against Johnson City earlier in the year. The 1-2 pitch. Shot foul to the backstop, so a long at bat here from Dalton. Try to push Honeycutt as long as he can. This one, here's the pitch. That one's also fouled off, and that's now five pitch at bat. That's the third straight ball that's been, or pardon me, that's the fourth straight ball that's been fouled off. 84 pitches the season high for Honeycutt, so he can go the distance for sure. And this is a very good Sock Puppets team. Swing like a sword to Dalton. That's strike three. And Dalton is out. First strike out of the night for Honeycutt. And there's one away. Or, sorry, two away for David Bishop. Good breaking ball there from Honeycutt. The long at bat to get the strikeout. Here comes Bishop batting 303 on the year. And Bishop has been able to get on base. Has not been able to record a ton of hits as of late. Now, granted, against Bluefield the other night, he didn't get on base at all, but had a sack fly. So he was effective. Despite not reaching base, looks down the way 1-0. In fact, he had two players, Dalton and Bishop, who didn't get on base at all against Bluefield, and they both had sack flies. Just 1-0. That one's hit high into the air. Deep toward left center field. Hanging underneath it is Adams, makes the catch, and that's a 1-2-3 inning. So nothing doing for the Fly Boys. They are shut out in the top of the first. Head to the bottom of the first, a different starter than usual for the Fly Boys. We'll tell you all about Carson Jacobs. As he gets the start today for the Fly Boys, we return. No score at the bottom of the first inning on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
You'd be amazed to learn what one Tennessee Lottery ticket can lead to. For you, it could be lucky, but for others, it could open the door to so much more. With more than $6 billion raised for education, the Tennessee Lottery has proudly funded over 1.5 million scholarships and grants. That means, on average, more than 130,000 Tennesseans every year continue their education just because you played. The Tennessee Education Lottery, game-changing, education-benefiting fun.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
No score here in the bottom of the first, and Carson Jacobs gets his first start of the season in the Appy League. Jacobs, the 6'9", 215-pound righty out of Gateway Community College in Arizona. Jacobs this season, numbers a little bit deceiving. Went 1-1 record, 7.63 ERA. Has a save, however. He's gone 15 and a third of an inning, giving up 15 hits, 15 runs. 13 of those earned. 12 walks to 19 strikeouts. Now, a little deceiving as why I say that, is Jacobs has really hunkered down the past few appearances he has made out of the bullpen. Again, this is his first start, and he has to face a very good hitting team in the Burlington Sock Puppets. Burlington, just like the Bluefield Ridge Runners, their first four batters are batting over 320 on the year. They only have two batters batting under 200 entering this contest. The leading off is Dante Girardi out of FIU, and Girardi batting a whopping 310 on the season. 767 OPS. Here's the first pitch from Jacobs. That one, Brett's inside. Far me, I thought that one just missed, but gets in there. It's 0-1. Girardi, the son of Joe Girardi. You're wondering if that last name sounds familiar. Yes, there is the relation. Here's the 0-1. That one gets in there, love him, strike, and Jacobs going quickly, now 0-2. Jacobs gets his long body set. And he will fire. That one's shot foul and toward the bullpen of the Sock Puppets and out of play. Still a cloudy night in Burlington. Have a slight chance of rain really all night long, but the worst chance will be by about 11 o'clock. So you hope by that point you can get the five innings in needed to constitute a full ball game. It's the 0-2 pitch coming from Jacobs to Girardi. Fires way outside and gets by all the bear tape to the backstop 1-2. Talk about Jacobs. Against Princeton went one inning, struck out three batters. Against Elizabethan went two innings. They have one hit and struck out one. So he has been very good his past two, his last three innings pitched. The 1-2. Hit on a line will drop into right field. That's a leadoff single for Girardi. And there's a runner on with nobody out already for the Sock Puppets. Well, that's dangerous offense by the Sock Puppets. They have scored 198 runs this season, the second most in the entire Appy League, most in the East Division. So high-scoring team for sure. Here comes Austin St. Laurent. Hometown kid from just down the road in Elon, North Carolina, playing at Appalachian State this season. St. Laurent batting 380 on the year. He has a runner at first with nobody out. That one's going to hit St. Laurent, and all of a sudden we talked about Jacobs' control the last three innings. Well, all of a sudden he has hit a batter and allowed a hit to start off this contest, and there are two runners on with nobody out. Quickly. Four. Ryan McChrystal. So just like that, in a spot of bother is Jacobs. McChrystal steps up out of East Carolina. Of course, ECU had a solid run in the NCAA tournament. McChrystal batting 326 on the year. 996 OPS. That one misses outside, 1-0 from Jacobs. McChrystal, this is a stud for the Pirates, heading into 2022, is listed the third best impact freshman in the American by D1, in America by D1 Baseball. This year he played in just 18 games for the Pirates, but went 4-for-25, but still had a home run and 5 RBI, so he had a whole lot of chances with the Pirates, but was very good. He was able to get on base. Let's play at Fuquay Varina High School. So that one gets in there for strike one and one. There's been a powerhouse in North Carolina. Won the 2021 4A state championships. Had a career average of 406 in high school. So McChrystal will look to get going here. Runs at first and second. Nobody out. In a scoreless ball game here in the bottom of the first. 1-1 count coming from Jacobs. He checks back at Girardi at second base. Jacobs will now turn and fire. That one misses just outside low, 2-1. That was a good pitch from Jacobs. Couldn't get Crystal to bite, and it's now 2-1. So Girardi gets the single lead off, and then St. Laurent gets hit by the pitch. There's been some problems with Jacobs. He has left a few up. Landon Reeves, at the time, the longest home run in the Appy League season against off of Jacobs back at Pioneer Park, 425 feet. It was beaten out by a couple of feet by Blue Ridge. That one's fouled off. Oh, actually, no, it's going to go down the line, and it just goes foul. I thought that one had gone foul first and backed in, but no, it went down the line toward the corner, and thankfully for the Flyboys, it goes foul as it's 2-2. Still a decent little crowd here braving the weather. Again, it's supposed to rain off and on somewhat tonight and possibly tomorrow, so interesting to see if tomorrow's game is going to get played at all. Here's a 2-2 pitch from Jacobs. In the bottom of the first inning, nobody out. The pitch fouled, and it's just got a piece of that one. Did McChrystal. If all the Berte was able to grab onto that one, he would have been out, but now the break swings the way of the sock puppets. Still runs on first and second, nobody out. Scoreless here in the bottom of the first inning. Anything to the outfield, you got to think's going to score Girardi. Jacobs gets the sign from Laliberte, and now time's going to get caught. Jacobs takes a lot longer from the stretch than most of his teammates. Actually takes a lot longer pitching than most of his teammates do. But still delivers, still tries the first strikes, and that's what pitch coach Andy Collins is asked of his pitchers this season. Here's the 2-2 pitch now coming from Carson Jacobs. That one's hit on line through the first base side. That's going to go all the way to the wall. Girardi's rounding third. He's going to come in scoring. Rounding second, St. Laurent. He scored. And over the bag, but running back in time is McChrystal. That is a 2-RBI double for McChrystal, and it's a 2-0 lead early for the Sock Puppets. Crystal makes Flyboys play. That ball just got by Aiden Canada over at first base. Rolled all the way to the wall, and Pinkston couldn't get to it and in time. And now McChrystal in scoring position as Evan Applewick steps in. He is batting 352 on the season. Best thing average on this squad is Applewick, and already a 2-0 lead. The Sock Puppets, nobody out in the first. That ball almost gets away from Laliberte. He stops it. 1-0. Defensive alignment for the Flyboys. Laliberte at catcher. Aiden Canada at first. Dub Glee at second. At shortstop's Alex Diaz at third base. David Bishop, and from left to right in the outfield. Bo Ankeny, center fielder Shamar Dalton, in right field is Andrew Pinkston. 2-0 lead for the Sock Puppets here in the bottom of the first with Applewick up the bat. Crystal at second after the 2-RBI double. That one gets down away from the dirt, and it's 2-0. So let's see what Jacobs can do here. He's thrown 14 pitches, 8 strikes. Still hasn't recorded an out in his time on the mound for the Flyboys. It's first start of the year for Jacobs. Only comes out of the bullpen. 2-0. That one's hit foul right to the right of us. And out of play. It's the first runs Jacobs given up since June 23rd. We went a third and 1 2/3 of an inning against Kingsport. Got 3 runs in that wild game between the Axemen and the Flyboys, pardon me. 2-1 in the dirt, now 3-1. Now Jacobs in danger of issuing his first walk of the contest. Now put two runners on for Lozama, who stands on deck. The 3-1 pitch coming from Jacobs to Evan Applewick. Already a 2-0 lead for the Sock Puppets here in the bottom of the first inning. Here's the 3-1 pitch coming from Jacobs. Checks on McChrystal at second, fires. That one gets in there, delayed strike call, and now the count runs full. Thought that one was going to be ball four at first. Applewick kind of stood there wondering what the call was going to be. Here's the payoff pitch. Nobody out here in the bottom of the first. 2-0 lead for Burlington. Early in this one. Jacobs checks on McChrystal at second. Now gets set. And fires. That one's hit off the end. The bat up toward Pinkston. Right field going to be a tough play, and it can't get to it in time as Pinkston. McChrystal's going to go at the third base. And that's a little bloop single by Applewick. It moves McChrystal out the third base, and there's still nobody out with two runners on for Lozama. That was going to be a tough play for either Gleed or Pinkston, and neither of them could quite get to the ball in time. So, again, still nobody out for even Lozama. And Lozama batting just 207 on the year, but has four home runs. Now, this is a guy you cannot miss against if near Jacobs, already down 2-0. Just need to get an out. Double play does not help you here because that could allow a runner to score. Here's the first pitch. This is for a ball, 1-0. Already 19 pitches this inning for Carson Jacobs. Runners at first and third, nobody out. 2-0 lead for Burlington early in this one. 1-0 to Lozama. Swing and a miss, and 1-1. Lozama does have 15 strikeouts this season. Definition of a power hitter for sure. The Magnata Guam native and now playing at Gulf Coast State College. At the Eastlake High School in California. This is number 32 outfielder, ranked outfielder by Perfect Game in the state of California. Here's the 1-1 pitch from Jacobs to Lozama. And I'm just going to fire back the first and check on Applewick. And Applewick gets back in there safely. Lozama this season for Gulf Coast State batted 301 with 13 doubles and 5 home runs. Also had 44 RBI to lead the Commodores. Just needs one here to make it a 3-0 game. Chops that one foul down the first base line. It's 1-2. This is the only game with a run scored in it so far. Everybody else started about 7 o'clock. Or every other game that's playing is started on time. Danville and Pulaski are postponed to tomorrow. Here's the 1-2 pitch coming from Jacobs to Lozama. Jacobs gets set and fires. That one's high. Laliberte has to stand up to grab that one. It's now 2-2. Never actually in the Flyboy bullpen yet, so this is all on Jacobs right now. Down 2-0 here in the bottom of the first inning, and still nobody out. Runs at the corners for the Sock Puppets. Fires back to first, and back in time's Applewick. Seen Jack Liberio's got a pair of pickoffs like that this season, but I believe he's the only pitcher that does. Well, Liberte has gunned out a pair of runners trying to steal second. Gannon Brown leads the team with 6. 2-2 pitch. Allen's up in the bat and out of play by Lozama. Long up bats have been the Achilles heel against the Flyboys. He saw a pair of 10 pitch at bats by Bluefield and against Riley Taylor, part of that 4-run third inning where they tied it up. 4 runs apiece, and then Brian Yetter shut down the Ridge Runners out of the bullpen. Get the 10-6 win earlier in the week. 2-2 pitch coming from Jacobs. That one's hit down the first baseline, goes foul, and everyone's going to reset. So this is the 7th pitch of this at-bat Already seen a six-pitch at-bat. Earlier tonight, and this will be the 25th pitch of the inning for Carson Jacobs. Jacobs' longest outing, hey, it goes 76 innings of relief against Johnson City back on July 3rd. Swing and a miss. Gets Lozano to chase one high. First strikeout of the ball game for Jacobs, and the first out recorded by Jacobs here in the bottom of the first inning. Here comes J.C. Cologne, the shortstop, and now ground ball would be immense for Jacobs as he can get out of the inning, not allowing a run to score off of it. Keep this a 2-0 deficit. Cologne batting 320 on the season. His first pitch he hits, a little number foul. That's about maybe 2 feet in front of him. Picked up by Valdeberte. Cologne batting 320 on the year, 853 OPS. Very good. Team, there's a reason they're the top of the East Division. Oh, the Sox Club is 23-8. They were the first team to 20 wins. They had the first team to 10 wins as well. Cologne, the righty out of Missouri. Fouls that one off, and now it's quickly 0-2. Last season for the Tigers, Cologne, at 294, three doubles, 20 games played. Six RBI as well. It scored 11 runs. And two runs scored against Ole Miss back on May 8th. So he was efficient for the Tigers this year in the SEC. The 0-2 well outside in the dirt. Blocked by Oliverte, 1-2. One a native of Carolina, Puerto Rico. So him and Hector Manguel, two of the Puerto Rican players. In the Appy League, Manguel playing for the Bristol State Liners. Now the West Division. Here's the 1-2. That one's going to plunk Cologne. That's the second batter hit. Cologne's going to take a break to walk off as Jacobs is his second batter of the evening, and the bases are now loaded. That one ran high, got on the shoulder. Didn't think it got him in the neck or in the head area, luckily. Trainer Angela Talaganis is out to check on Cologne. And that's the second time batter has been hit this frame. Cologne's going to shake it off. I believe it's happening underneath us in the press box. So. Look and see, and Cologne's going to run over to first base. Looks like he is unscathed. So now the bases are loaded for the Sock Puppets and for their catcher, number 10, Tony Castanway. And Castanway, sophomore out of Kansas, season batting just 205, so not quite the same amount of numbers as his teammates, but anything to the outfield is going to score at least one, and the deficit could grow for Jacobs and the Flyboys. That one's hit to a shortstop, goes off the glove of Diaz. One run's going to score. Another run's going to come across the plate, and bobbling the ball in left field is Ankeny, so that's going to allow Cologne to advance to third base, and that is going to be ruled an error on Diaz. Or it's going to be ruled a hit and then an error on Ankeny, I believe. So that is a two RBI single, and the error by Ankeny allows Cologne to get the third base, and wheels keep on turning for the Sock Puppets, up 4-0 already. It's still just one out here in the bottom of the first inning, and Ryan Schieffer is going to head down to the bullpen. Jacobs has gone just a third of an inning. He's given up four hits, four runs, struck out one, and has hit two batters in his first start of the season. So it's been a tough go for Jacobs. He had been so good. Past couple of innings we've seen him, but again, those are out of the bullpen. This time it was all on his own and starting this game, and quickly down to the bet, one of the best offenses in the Appy League. The Sock Puppets have now scored 202 runs this season. They have held their opponents to just 118. That is the best defense in the Appy League this year so far. And it's best by a large margin. The second best defense in the Appy League is Kingsport, 162 runs allowed. First pitch from Jacobs to Castanway, or pardon me, to Napier. This is for a ball, 1-0. Brogan Napier bagged his 186 on the year. I'm going to boost those numbers up and increase this Sock Puppet lead. That one's off the end of the bat toward right field. Pinkston's going to chase after and won't get there off the wall. One run's going to score. Castanway is going to round third base. The throw to third is on the line, but nowhere near in time. That is a one-out triple by Brogan Napier. Two RBI triple. And it's a 6-0 ball game here. Already in the bottom of the first inning. Now quickly working is Ryan Schieffer in that bullpen, and it's a 6-0 lead for Burlington. And if Isaiah Adams can reach, and unless there's a double play, the Sock Puppets are going to bat around this first inning. Up 6-0 already in this one. So the wheels have just fallen off for the Fly Boys early. Here's the pitch well outside. It gets by Laliberte. Running home is Napier. He's going to slide in. That's going to score another run. It's 7-0. It's just been a tough day at the office for Jacobs. That pitch got by Laliberte, and it's now a 7-0 lead for the Sock Puppets, and they only have one out here in the bottom of the first inning. About you can't miss with this team at all, and then the strikeout, everyone's reached. That one gets away as well, 2-0. It's going to be a pass ball by Laliberte that scored Napier. So regardless of what happens to Adams, the Sock Puppets will bat around this inning. That one is in there for a strike, 2-1. As Girardi's on deck, had a single, came around to score his last time up. Already, every single Sock Puppet player except for two have scored a run. That's Lazama, who struck out, and Adams, who's on base right now. That one is in there for a strike, 2-2. Pitch number 36 already for Jacobs. Just this disastrous first inning for the Fly Boys. Here's a 2-2 pitch from Jacobs. That one's hit on the line. That's fair down the right field line. And rounding first is Adams. Picked up by Pinkston in the bullpen. Throw through second. It's cut off. And that is a one-out double. The sixth hit of the ball game. Already for the Burlington Sock Puppets, and runner in scoring position again for Girardi, as Girardi will come up the bat. And that's going to do it already for Carson Jacobs. 7-0 lead for the Fly Boys. Carson Jacobs gets just one batter out in the first inning. So 7-0 lead. It looks like Ryan Schieffer, I believe. As Ryan Schieffer is going to be coming in for the Fly Boys. So we return. Fly Boys already down 7-0 to the Sock Puppets. See if Ryan Schieffer can slow down the damage done by Burlington. We return to the Fly Boys, broadcasting network.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, you can't bring new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery into work.
Why? They got smoking hot top prizes. Hey, look, I won!
Oh, what have you done?
Huh, guess they were hotter than I thought!
Heat up your wallet with all new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery, and you can win scorching hot top prizes up to $500,000. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
Please play responsibly.
Well, not the ideal start at all for Carson Jacobs. As he goes just a third of an inning, gives up 6 hits, 7 runs, strikes out 1, and hits 2 batters. Already down 7-0, and Ryan Schieffer in to pitch out of the bullpen. Schieffer, his last start was one he would like to forget. A tough one against the Elizabethan River Riders. Had gone 2 straight scoreless innings, had faced the minimum. Then the third inning happened. Schieffer went just 2 innings, got 6 runs, walked 5, and struck out 4. In that contest, an eventual 7-3 loss to the Elizabethan River Riders back on July 1st. So, see what Schieffer can do here, down 7-0, and just trying to keep it in striking distance, keep it respectable. Early in this one, as Dante Girardi, he's already up the bat for the second time tonight. Yes, we're still in the first inning, just 1 out. Dante Girardi a single and came around to score his last time up. Every single Sock Puppet player has scored a run except for Adams, who stands on second, and Lazama, who struck out. That one misses from Schieffer. It's 1-0. Schieffer's trying to find the control. If he does how he did in those first 2 innings against Elizabethan, he lights out, but had some rough innings. 1 against Kingsport, a rough one against Elizabethan. That's why he's got the 2 losses on the season. The 1-0 pitch from Schieffer. That one misses low again. It's 2-0. Can't quite close the book on Jacobs. He's responsible for Adams staying at second base, so Adams is able to score and become the 8th different Sock Puppet to score a run already. That's on the back of Jacobs. Here's the 2-0 pitch coming from Ryan Schieffer. Swing, and they're going to say that one gets in there for a strike, 2-1. That one just got in there. Good pitch from Schieffer. And just trying to get 2 outs. Flyboys were ground ball away. Possibly getting a double play and ending this inning. Here's the 2-1 pitch coming from Schieffer. That one's hit down the left field line, foul toward the bullpen. Can't quite make the play over in the bullpen. It is number 16. Fly boy, or for the Sock Puppets. Can't tell who that is. Not listed on. Oh, pardon me, that's Dylan Cumming. Couldn't quite make that play. 2-2 pitch coming from Schieffer. 1 out in the bottom of the 7th. That one misses high, and the count runs full. Already a 7-0 lead for the Sock Puppets. That was Brogan Napier's first triple of the year. And made a 6-0 game at the time. So, yeah, tough outing so far for the Flyboys. Here's the payoff pitch. Just reaching for it and fouling it off is Girardi. Girardi will stay alive. Still some dark clouds. It's a lot cooler now than when we first got here. It was a warm afternoon. Rain came through. Field held up great. Great job by this grounds crew. The Burlington Sock Puppets. Field's playable, but Maybe that's unfortunate for the Fly Boys. They've spent now 35 minutes in this first inning. Swing and a miss. Schieffer gets a strikeout, so he gets the first batter he sees out. And there's finally two away in the bottom of the first. There comes Austin St. Laurent. Hit by a pitch, came around to score earlier this inning. Comes St. Laurent now. With two outs. Adams stands at second base. 7-0 lead for the Sock Puppets, but Schieffer able to get a strikeout. Here's the pitch. That one's shot foul. It's 0-1. So let's see what Ryan Schieffer we get tonight. He has been strike out of the first batter despite having the count run full. Now ahead 0-1. Schieffer will wave off the first call from Lava Bear City. Now gets set on the second one. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That one's fouled off, and now Schieffer a strike away. From finally getting out of this inning. 0-2 pitch with two outs from Schieffer. Adam stands at second base. Bottom of the first inning. Already a 7-0 touchdown lead for the Sock Puppets. Schieffer checks on second, the 0-2. That one misses low. Alberte blocks it. It's 1-2. Well, the Sock Puppets could score in bunches, and, well, they have. They have lived up to that moniker. They're standing this season, dropping 7 runs. They've scored 17 runs in the game earlier this year. That was a 17-0 win over Johnson City. 0-1-2. Allen misses outside, 2-2. St. Laurent holds off on it. Most runs the Flyboys have allowed, they allow 11 to Elizabethton, an 11-4 loss. They've allowed 10 against Johnson City in a 10-1 loss. That's the largest loss of the season as well. It was a 9-run loss. Also lost 10-9 to Kingsport on opening night. 2-2. That one's high, 3-2. And pardon me, they won 17-14 over Kingsport. Forgot about that game because that was a win. But allowed 14 runs in that game. And at one point, we're down 14-11. Scored 6 runs in the top of the 9th inning to win that one over at Kingsport. A wild game between the Axemen and the Flyboys. No, so those two teams can't have a normal baseball game against each other, and they'll play each other 3 times next week. Payoff pitch. Finds the corner. Strike 3 is called on St. Laurent. Back-to-back strikeouts from Ryan Schieffer in the inning. And at least keep Burlington off the scoreboard for the moment, but the Sock Puppets already up 7-0. We head to the top of the second inning. Going to be a long climb for this Flyboy offense. I look to get going. We return. Flyboys broadcasting network.
Not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now, it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
There was a time when the best pork sausage came from a farm just down the road. A pork sausage so fresh, so flavorful, it always made breakfast the best meal of the day. You can still find that same farm fresh flavor today in every package of Swaggerty's Farm Premium Sausage. Made using only the finest cuts of 100% fresh pork with no fillers added. It's quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Now available at your local grocer.
Flyboys already down 7-0 here as we head to the top of the second inning. Let's check around the rest of the Appy League. Bluefield and Johnson City are scoreless in the bottom of the third. Bristol and Kingsport also scoreless in the bottom of the third. Princeton leads Elizabethan 3-1. Elizabethan Avery Owusu Asiedu just hit a home run to make that interesting again. So that'll be a tough one. That'll be an interesting one between Princeton and Elizabethton up in West Virginia. And Pulaski and Danville postponed due to weather. That's the only postponement. So leading off will be Bo Ankeny. In the top of the second, looks at that first pitch strike from Honeycutt, who got to hang out in the dugout for about 30 minutes or so after that 7-run first inning. Here's the 0-1. That one's fouled off the foot of Ankeny. It's 1-2. Ankeny came a home run short of the cycle against Bluefield. Had an RBI triple, an RBI double, and a single against the Ridge Runners on Thursday. Went 3-for-5. 2 RBIs and 3 runs scored. Here's the 0-2 pitch coming from Honeycutt to Ankeny. Well outside. It's 1-2. So you know the deficit. You're down by 7 runs. But Fly Boys have come from behind. They have scored 6 runs in a couple of innings this season. So they have the offense to explode. The 1-2. Swing and a miss at 1 in the dirt. That's strikeout number 2 for Honeycutt. And there's one away here in the top of the second inning. Here comes Cameron Laliberte, batting a whopping 409 on the season. Grant Laliberte. This is just Laliberte's 22nd at-bat of the year. So when he's been able to bat, has been very good this season. Pitch Laliberte misses just outside, 1-0. Laliberte has played mostly designated hitter spot. Of course, part of that rotation of catchers between Laliberte, Collins, Daugherty, and Canyon Brown. 1-0. That one's ripped down the left field line, but will go foul. 1-1. Honeycutt will get reset on the mound. With a commanding 7-0 lead here in the top of the second inning with just one out already. He's tried the first 4 batters he's seen with a pair of strikeouts. The 1-1. Reaches for it, hits, and gets down up the middle of the infield, and there's the first of the day for the Fly Boys. A one-out single by Cameron Laliberte here in the top of the second inning. So maybe that's the spark you need if you're the Fly Boys. Alex Diaz steps in. Fly Boys just need people on base, need to be able to score some runs. You're already down by 7, and there's a whole lot of baseball left for Burlington to extend that lead. But granted, there's a whole lot of time for the Fly Boys to come back in this one and make it interesting. You saw that happen the other night between Pulaski and Burlington. That one's hit off the first pitch. Diaz sees the outfield, going to hang up in the air, and will be caught in center field by Adams. 2 away. Talking about that Pulaski-Burlington game from the other night. Pulaski knocked off Burlington 14-7, a game that the River Turtles led 8-0, and then the River Turtles came all the way back, made it 8-7, but the final 3 innings, Pulaski was able to score 7 more runs and win it. Or probably 6 more runs and win it 14-7. So kind of a wild game there up Virginia between those two East Division foes. Here comes Dub Glee in first pitch season there for a strike, 0-1. Hit a home run against Bluefield that I looked away for half a second. Ball was going foul and it ended up staying fair over the left field wall. That made a 5-4 ball game and the Fly Boys lead back. They didn't look back. That one misses. Honeycutt 1-1. It is Dove Gleed now with a 1-1. That one gets in there for a strike and Honeycutt. After allowing the one-out single to Laliberte, who stands on first base. 1-2 with 2 outs. From Honeycutt to Gleed. Gleed fouls that one off to stay alive, still 1-2. It's 24 pitches total for Honeycutt so far. Compare that to Jacobs, who threw 37 and one third of an inning. Reaches out, hits that one up. The first gets by the first baseman's glove. Rounding second is Oliberte. He's going to be in there at third base. That's going to be ruled an error. First base, St. Laurent. So on the E3, Gleed's able to get on base and pushes Oliberte all the way to third. So maybe something going for the Fly Boys of Aiden Kennedy coming up with two outs. That would have ended the inning. Just went off the edge of St. Laurent's glove and rolled to the outfield. And Oliberte, with his speed, was able to get on to third base. Here's the first pitch to Kennedy. Kennedy fouls that one off on a play over one. So, got something cooking here if you're the Fly Boys. Down 7-0. You just need to get a run to make you feel a little bit better. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Kennedy. Kennedy chops that one over to the second base. Slow rollers picked up, fired in time, and that ends the inning. So, a little bit of a break for the Fly Boys, but they are unable to score. Head to the bottom of the second. Can Burlington extend this massive lead already? Up 7-0 as we head to the bottom. Second inning on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Rediscover the timeless pleasures of travel at Northeast Tennessee's premier historic hotel, the General Morgan Inn. Located in the heart of historic downtown Greenville, the hotel has been providing signature service since 1884. The boutique hotel is renowned for its personal service amid beautifully detailed guest rooms. Plan your visit now at the General Morgan Inn, the official visiting team hotel of the Greenville Flyboys. Call 423-787-1000. Brumley's Restaurant, located in the historic General Morgan Inn in downtown Greenville, always hits a home run when it comes to providing delicious cuisine served with Southern hospitality. Join them for dinner for the region's best steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. Reservations are recommended, so call now at 423-787-7500.
Fly Boys down 7-0 after Cameron Oliberte gets to third base. But after the error by St. Laurent, allows Doug Lee to reach. Unfortunately, can't come around and score after the ground out by Canada at second base. 7 runs scored in the first inning for the Sock Puppets. They bat around all the way back to St. Laurent. And already tonight, 7 Sock Puppet batters have scored a run. The only ones that haven't, Lazama, who struck out, and Isaiah Adams, who was stranded on second base to end the first inning. So here comes Ryan McChrystal, who had a 2 RBI doubles last time up, carrying the score. He got the scoring start. It made 2-0 just like that. Start this contest. So DH steps in, looking to extend this lead again. Ryan Schieffer back out there, out the bullpen. First pitch from Schieffer in the dirt. Schieffer struck out the last two batters of the inning. The first two batters he saw, so see how long Schieffer can keep this pace up. Here's the 1-0 pitch coming from Schieffer to McChrystal. That one misses low, and it's now 2-0. McChrystal out of ECU, as we mentioned. Hits that one towards short. Picked up by Diaz, and Diaz fumbles that one. That's another error on Alex Diaz. That's his second of the night. Uncharacteristic by Diaz to have even one error, but to have two for sure. Devin Applewhite comes in. Usually Diaz is sure-handed over at shortstop. unfortunately. Sova ran that one. I mean, that's his first error. The other error was on Bo Ankeny. No mistake. But regardless, still strange to hear Alex Diaz commit, see Alex Diaz commit an error. There's Evan Applewick. Had a single his last time up, came around the score. Applewick from the University of Indiana did not play for the Hoosiers this past season. He's a 1-0 count this season, batting 360 in the Appy League. Three home runs. It's the 1-0. Now he gets in there for a strike, 1-1. Applewick, though, from Madison, South Dakota. Drink the number one shortstop in the state of South Dakota by Perfect Game. Played at IMG Academy down in Florida and hit .414 in his final season out of IMG, the 1-1. Allen's blocked by Oliverte. He gets in the dirt, 2-1. It's kind of all over the country. Applewick, Madison, South Dakota. Then gets down to Florida with IMG and now playing at Indiana. So he's kind of moved all around. Now playing in North Carolina. It's outside the Triad area. There's a 2-1 pitch coming from Schieffer to Applewick. That's hit on a line and gets down from Pinkston right field. Rounding second is McChrystal, and he's going to be at third base. That's a single for Applewick. First hit given up by Schieffer. All right, the seventh hit of the night. For the Sock Puppets. Here comes Ethan Lazama. He's the only player in that first go-round of the batters coming up in the first inning that didn't reach base. He struck out. But anything to the outfield, sack fly or otherwise, is going to bring home a run here. Make an 8-0 game. Swing and a miss. First pitch high and outside. Schieffer to Lazama. It's 0-1. Similar pitch that Jacobs got Lazama to strike out swinging on back in the first inning. Runs at first and third after Applewick gets the single, and then, of course, McChrystal reached on an error earlier this inning. That one's fouled off, and now it's 0-2. That was also a pitcher at Gulf Coast State. For 10, one first inning, and struck out 12 batters last season for the Commodores, so a dual-purpose player, if needed, for the Sock Puppets. Throw back the first, and slung back in time's Applewick. Schieffer just checking on. Make sure he stays. We're at first base. Here's the 0-2 pitch coming from Schieffer. Fires. Lazama checks swing. I'm going to say it hit him, I believe, or... I'm going to say, yes, that did hit him. So, ball that was a check swing and went around. But nope, they're going to say that hit Lazama. And so now every single batter for the Sock Puppets has already reached base today. Ball that was a check swing, maybe fouled off, or maybe he went around to Lazama. But apparently that one hit him. Third batter hit of the day by the Flyboys pitching staff. And the bases are low with nobody out. For J.C. Cologne. Cologne was hit by a pitch and came around to score. A kind of scary situation. It's hit right in the shoulder, but looks to be A-OK. Nobody out. Bases loaded here in the bottom of the second inning. Already a 7-0 lead for the Sock Puppets. Here's first pitch. Schieffer, and that misses 1-0. Schieffer will reset. Here's the 1-0 pitch coming to Cologne. Swing and a miss. Good pitch from Schieffer. Kind of jammed him up. It's 1-1. So other than the hit by pitch, take away the error. A solid night so far for Schieffer. But now in a tough jam. Bases loaded. Nobody out. Down 7-0. Bottom second. 1-1. That one just misses high and out 2-1. Schaefer did walk 5 batters against Elizabethan, including walking in a run against the River Riders. Dark clouds are starting to roll in once again. The 2-1. That one misses away. 3-1. Looking to avoid walking in another run. Is Schaefer. Here's the 3-1 pitch from Ryan Schaefer. That one's fouled by Cologne. Now the count runs full. Here's the payoff pitch coming from Ryan Schaefer, trying to get the first out of the second inning. Fires, swing, and fouled off, and just grabbing a piece of that was Cologne. Stay alive. It's already the 30th pitch of the outing for Schaefer. 15 strikes. Here's the 3-2 pitch from Schaefer. Reaches out for it. Hits softly over to second base. Only play Gleed has the first. The run's going to score off the ground. Now it's now 8-0.
And there's another runner that's safe at home. Brought to you by Elevation Realty.
McChrystal scores on that one. So he comes in to score, and it's now an 8-0 lead. Tony Castingway will step in. Castingway had a two RBI single his last time up. It really blew this game open at the time to 6-0. Now 8-0 after the ground out. That one's blocked by Laliberte, 1-0. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Schaefer steps off and I'll step back in. Going to Tony Castingway. Jumped his average all the way back up to 225. Runs at second and third, 1 out, 8-0 lead for the Sock Puppets. That one misses low, 2-0. Still a very cloudy night here in Burlington. See some blue sky. Should be fine, like I said, until about 10:30. Hopefully get 5 innings in. But again, it's taking us almost an hour to get an inning and a third in. Because the Sock Puppets just can't stop scoring. Up 8-0. Dropping 7 runs in the first. 2-0 pitch. That one finds the corner of the strike zone. Delayed strike call, 2-1. That's some delayed strike calls today, so gotta kind of wait with bated breath at times. Castingway steps in. 1 out. 2-1 count coming from Schaefer. Sock Puppets up 8-0 here in the bottom of the second. 2-1. That one's high, and it's now 3-1. Ground out would also have a chance to bring a run unless it's just a close one. There's a pretty big gap between first base and Aiden Canaday where he's standing. Castingway can pull it down the line. The infield's in for the most part on that right side of the field. 3-1. That one's chopped over toward Diaz. Picks up off the hop, throw the first in time, but another RBI ground out makes it a 9-0 game.
And here's another runner that's saved at home. Brought to you by Elevation Realty.
Well, you're getting the outs of your Schaefer, but unfortunately, guys are able to come home and score. And now, scoring position himself is Lazama. So again, it's a 9-0 lead for the Sock Puppets. Brogan Napier steps in as first triple of the season. Two RBI triple back in the first inning. That's what made it 7-0. That made it 6-0. Came around with a score to make it 7-0. Not a mistake. First pitch ball from Schaefer, 1-0. Schaefer's gotten the outs, but it's just been ground outs that have been able to score off of the Sock Puppets. 1-0. That one's in there for a strike. 1-1. Wind picking up a little bit. Burlington has turned to a cool night here in Burlington, North Carolina. Thanks to the rain that came through. It'll be a cool night tomorrow. But a little bit of a cold front moves in. The 1-1. Swing and a miss of that one. Now Schieffert up 1-2 on Napier. Looking for his third strike out of the contest. But fortunately, two runs have come across for the Sock Puppets in this inning. 9-0. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Schieffert gets his third strike out of the night, but not before the Sock Puppets score two more runs. They have a 9-0 lead. We play just two here inside of the Burlington Athletic Stadium. Went to the third inning. The Fly Boys respond and get something going. Return, Fly Boys, broadcasting now.
In need of home improvements such as decks, gutters, roofs, remodels, and more? Energy Home Solutions is your local family-owned construction company that gets the job done the first time around by creating your vision one step at a time. We offer fair pricing and quality work to the customer's satisfaction. Check us out today at EHSTM.com or call for a free estimate at 423-823-9006.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Fly Boys down 9-0 to move to the top of the third inning. As Honeycutt, it's been solid, giving up just one hit. That's a pair of strikeouts. Two innings of work. Grant, get seven runs from your offense in the first inning. You're doing pretty well. You can kind of do whatever you want right now for your Sock Puppets. As Andrew Pinkston steps in, Pinkston has yet to record a hit this season, but scored a run. Scored it against Johnson City back on July 4th after he reached on a walk. Came around to score that game. That gave him the Fly Boys a 2-1 lead at the time before falling 3-2 to Johnson City. First pitch, Pinkston sees in the dirt, 1-0. It's now Northwestern University in Chicago, native of Smyrna, Georgia. Up toward Northwestern. That one's in there for a strike. It's now 1-1. Pinkston has a 333 OPS. He's drawn a pair of walks. It was hard to get out of Northwestern this year. Drew 18 walks for the Wildcats. That one's in this low, 2-1. A lot of patience at the plate, does Pinkston. Once it gets on, he's got that speed to be dangerous. Has a stolen base this year. 2-1. That one's shot foul off of Pinkston's foot. He's going to have to go gather himself real quick. He went down all the way to a knee. He's going to walk it off real quick. Looks to be okay. That's not a good feeling at all, for sure. He'll shake the feeling back to his leg, and we'll get reset. With a 2-2 count, nobody out here in the top of the third inning. His Flyboy team down 9-0. Here's a 2-2 pitch. That one finds the edge of the strike zone. Strike three. Beautiful pitch from Honeycutt. And that's a strikeout. Third of the day for Honeycutt. And there's one away already here in the top of the third inning. Back to the top of the order with Miles Smith. Smith grounded out back to the catcher, or back to the pitcher. That's the last time up. Smith will look to get some kind of offense rolling for the Fly Boys. First pitch he sees, misses low for a ball, 1-0. Smith has scored a run in 10 of the last 11 games played. That pitch gets in there for a strike, 1-1. The 9-game scoring streak, didn't score a run against Johnson City, and then scored a run against Bluefield on Thursday night. The Fly Boys did not play last night because of rain. That one's hit over towards second base. Picked up for the first in time. That's right into the shift. Was Girardi standing there in deep second base, and there's quickly two away here. Now we have Shamar Dalton. Dalton struck out his last time up. Dalton's batting average now under 300, I believe for the first time this season. And Dalton didn't get on base against Bluefield either. Allen's in that first strike, 0-1. Didn't have a sack fly, though. Did the North Carolina A&T Aggie. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That one misses just low, and it just missed low. 1-1. That one found the edge of the strike zone, but just missed from Honeycutt. The 1-1 pitch. That one's fouled off, and Honeycutt a strike away from getting another 1-2-3 inning, keeping the Greenville bats quiet. Now 9-0 is Greenville here in the top of the third. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Misses just outside. Fall Honeycutt found the edge, but that was just a little bit wide over the chalk line, and now 2-2, couldn't get the call. Still a great pitch, and Dalton laid off of it. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Know that about that one. Fourth strike out of the ballgame for Honeycutt. And the Fly Boys are kept scoreless for the third straight inning. We head to the bottom of the third inning. Can Burlington extend their massive lead again? Let's find out when we return the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Swartz Construction Solutions is your local trusted exterior remodeling company, specializing in building decks, porches, garages, and room additions. They have served the Tri-Cities for over a decade. They have a high customer return rate and are BBB accredited. So give Swartz Construction Solutions a call to discuss your next project.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Nine nothing lead for the Sock Puppets in the bottom of the third inning. And fans, on Monday, your Fly Boys will be back at home for a two-game set against Elizabethton. And when you're there, make sure you stop by the concession stand. Get yourself a nice, juicy Elm Helm hot dog at Pioneer Park, because Elm Helm is the official hot dog of the Greenville Fly Boys. That'll be First Responders Night on Monday, so if you're a first responder in Greenville or the surrounding area, you'll get in for free. So we want to thank our first responders for all the hard work they do, not just during the past few years with the COVID-19 pandemic, but currently as well. Thank them all for their support. Here comes Isaiah Adams. That one misses for ball one. Adams singled his last time up and got stuck on second base. Doubled his last time up, but he was stuck on second base in the first inning. There's 1-0. Misses low from Schieffer, 2-0. So this is all on Schieffer now. It's gone. 1 2/3 of an inning, giving up one hit, two runs. Struck out three and hit one batter. He hasn't been horrible. It's been solid. Best you can do when you're down 9-0. 2-0, that one was high 3-0. But now, in danger of issuing his first walk of the night. I'm trying to find the verb there. Only no walks have been issued by either pitching staff. 3-0. Now he's never strike 3-1. Despite Jacob's struggles, it was just the hits. It's seven hits already for the Sock Puppets. And this one, of course, the nine runs. Two errors by Greenville as well. 3-1. Allen's up the end of the bat, high toward right field. Pinkston takes a couple of steps to his right and makes the catch, and there's one away. For the first time today, the leadoff batter's retired for Burlington. As Greenville looks for their first 1-2-3 inning of the day on defense. They've had a pair on offense as Girardi steps in already for the third time today. He's 1-for-2, a run scored. A single He stepped in twice in the first inning. So it's been a while since we've seen Girardi. Struck out his last time up, and Schieffer struck him out. That one misses way away, and it's Schieffer. 45 pitches now. That's the three strikeouts. Schieffer, again, doing damage control and doing the best he can do, and he's done fairly well. 1-0 is off the end of the bat, and foul out play 1-1. Of course, the error by Diaz didn't help. Only real mistake was that single to Applewick and the hit by pitch on the Lozama that loaded the bases, and that allowed the pair of ground outs by Cologne and Castanway score a pair of runs. On that, Schieffer. Then saw it, 1-1. That one misses high for a ball, 2-1. 2-1 to Dante Girardi. Schieffer gets set and fires. That one's hit toward the outfield. That will get down for a base hit. Girardi is going around first base, heading towards second. The throw from Ankeny is bounced off, and that was a lot closer play than I think a lot of people expected. As about half a step away was Girardi from being out. Good throw by Ankeny, but that's a one-out double for Girardi. Eighth hit of the ball game for the Sock Puppets. Here comes Austin St. Laurent, who was hit by a pitch, came around the score back in the first, and also struck out in the first inning. So he's not recorded a hit yet today. Look to do so and bring home Girardi. There's the pitch. That one is never a strike, 0-1. 49 pitches, 26 strikes from Schieffer. More efficient than his last few outings against Kingsport and Elizabethan. Schieffer looked locked in. In this one, here's the 0-1 pitch from Schieffer. That one finds, he has a strike zone 0-2. That's a great pitch from Schieffer. Made St. Laurent think about it, and sometimes when you see that happen, the umpire's going to call it a strike. 0-2 of one out from Schieffer to St. Laurent. Girardi at second after a one-out double. 9-0 lead for the Sock Puppets here in top of the third inning, the 0-2. That one misses low. 1-2. Schieffer called out with strike three, but nope, that one was missed. 1-2 of one out. Oh, a cool rain-soaked night in Burlington, North Carolina. Glad to have you with us. Boys Broadcasting Network. Here's the 1-2 pitch coming from Ryan Schieffer. Check on Girardi at second. Now fires. Outside, blocked by Laliberte. And now 2-2. Clouds have rolled back in, but again, looks pretty clear for the next 2 hours or so. For the pace this game has gone at, just hope you can get the 5 innings in, call an official game, and then be done. 7-inning contest tomorrow, starting at 6 o'clock here at Burlington Athletic Stadium. 2-2. Balance off the end of the bat by St. Laurent, and it's out of play. Can we talk about Dante Girardi? If you're again wondering how that name sounds familiar, yes, he is the son of MLB manager Joe Girardi. Girardi in a long lineage of baseball in his blood, and tonight he's been solid with a single and a double. Looking to score his second run of the night as he stands at second base with one out. 2-2 to Austin St. Laurent. Misses low, and now the count runs full. Payoff pitch from Schieffer to St. Laurent with one out here in the bottom of the third inning. 9-0 lead for the Sock Puppets in this one. She's going to check on Girardi. Now a fire. Reaches out for it. Slow roller over to Gleed at second. Gleed picks up, fires the first, makes the out. Productive out, however, for St. Laurent as it moves Girardi 90 feet away from making it a 10-0 ball game. Here comes Brian McChrystal. Ryan McChrystal, pardon me. McChrystal, 1-for-2, a 2-run score and 2 RBI. Reached on an error his last time up. Had the 2 RBI double back in the first. So he's reached both times, been on base, so this will be a tough out to get for Schieffer. Looking to end this inning unscathed. First pitch. McChrystal is fouled off. Swing for the fences for that one was McChrystal, and it's 0-1. McChrystal, of course, from Fuquay Verena High School, the same high school as Aiden Canaday. So they were both high school teammates. Won the 2021 4A North Carolina State Championship. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Now Schieffer a strike away from keeping Burlington off the board for the first time tonight. The 0-2 coming from Ryan McChrystal with two outs. Schieffer gets set. 0-2. That one's fouled off. McChrystal stays alive. Flyboys bullpen, the last few games has been very good. Brian Yetter, of course, against Bluefield, and even Caden Nelson, despite giving up the home run against Bluefield, struck out three batters to end the ball game. Started with a 10-6 win. Also, have guys like Caleb Jones, who have been well out of the pen in this stretch. 0-2. That one's hit toward right field. It will get down. That's going to be another run scored for the Sock Puppets, an RBI single from Ryan McChrystal. And it's a 10-0 ball game. Five boys were a strike away from getting out of this inning unscathed for the first time tonight. And fortunately for them, McChrystal makes them pay with a second hit, his third RBI of the night. 10-0 lead now. As Evan Applewick steps in, he's got a pair of singles tonight and has scored both times he's gotten on base. Looking to do so here at two outs in the bottom of the third. His team up 10-0 already. Absolute shellacking by the Sock Puppets. That one gets in there for a strike, 0-1. Jacobs gave up 7 of those runs off of 6 hits. And Schieffer's just kind of trying to do damage control and he's done well, but the few mistakes he's made has cost the Flyboys here. The 0-1 misses away, 1-1. I assume Schieffer's going to try to go another inning because nobody's in the bullpen yet for the Flyboys and don't want to use too much of your bullpen. And you still have a long week. Don't have a break on Monday like you've had the past few weeks. You still got to keep going for a while. Next break's not until July 18th. 1-1. In the dirt, 2-1. At the face of Elizabethton at home on Monday, a team that's right at nipping at your heels for second in the Appy League West. And the River Riders are down by just one run, 6-5 to the Princeton Whistle Pigs in the top of the fifth in a wild game up in West Virginia. Schieffer gets set. We'll check on McChrystal at first. 2-1 with two outs here in the bottom of the third. That one's hit off the end of the bat, and now deuces wild to Applewick. Kingsport's up 6-0 on Bristol in the top of the fifth. And Bluefield and Johnson City have an interesting one going on down in Tennessee. Tied at 2 runs apiece, but the bases are loaded with just one out for the Ridge Runners. Looking to take the lead. 10-0 lead for Burlington, our score here. Bottom of the third after McChrystal's RBI single brought home Girardi. Two-two pitch coming from Schieffer. That pitch is in there for a strike, so it doesn't matter that the throw was wide. So that's strike three to end the inning. Throw would have been wide if it was a ball and possibly would have seen McChrystal running in the third base, possibly home, but Schieffer gets a strikeout at the end of the inning. But a third of the way through this one, it's a 10-0 lead for the Sock Puppets. And the Flyboys get some offense cooking. We return the Flyboys. Broadcasting Network.
They're completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Ten nothing lead for the Sock Puppets. We head to the top of the fourth inning. The most runs scored in the Appy League this season have been 22 by Bluefield, if you're kind of watching out for that. They won 22-2 over Bristol earlier this year. David Bishop steps in. Flew out to center field in the first inning his last time up. First pitch he sees from Honeycutt misses for a ball, 1-0. Honeycutt has gone three innings, allowed just one hit, struck out four, 1-0. Now one miss outside, 2-0. Can't get guys on. It makes it hard to score. That's just simple baseball. Cameron Laliberte, the only hit and the only base runner to reach today for the Flyboys. 2-0. Allen gets in there for a strike, 2-1 to Bishop. He's had that streak of where he just can't quite get on base, but he's been productive. He's had productive ground outs, had some sack flies, but he himself has been able to reach 2-1. That one's up in the bat up toward right field. Sailing underneath it is Napier. Makes the catch, one away. Pardon me, Doug Gleed also reached. Forgot about that on an error back in the second inning. So two runners have reached, only one hit. Day as Bo Ankeny steps in. He struck out his last time up. Not always been able to do anything the one inning they got base runners on. First pitch to Ankeny. And therefore a strike, 0-1. It's going to be a tough hill to climb out of for the Flyboys. That one finds the corner of the strike zone, just found it. It's 0-2. You're down 10-0, and Sock Puppets have scored in every single inning so far tonight. 7 in the first, 2 in the second, 1 in the third. 0-2. Allen's chopped over towards short. Picked up for the first. This scooped up. No, it cannot be made. It's going to be a tough play. That was a tough play by Cologne. See what the scoring is on that one. As that catch was dropped by St. Laurent. It was going to be a bang-bang play. That's just a tough one for sure. And they're going to rule it an error. So Ankeny reaches second error of the night by the Sock Puppets. Allows Ankeny to reach, so Ankeny on board for the first time tonight. With one out for Cameron Laliberte, and Laliberte has the lone hit of the evening for the Flyboys. He can get on here with Ankeny, does have some speed to burn and a chance to come around and score. That one outside, 1-0. Again, just a tough play by Cologne, and St. Laurent just could not hold on to the ball. Would have been a bang-bang play, and that allowed Ankeny to reach. And error on Cologne. That one gets in there for a strike, 1-1. So St. Laurent made an error of his own. He's going to have a tough night fielding this evening. Again, when you're up 10-0, you can afford to make some of those mistakes. Can't make too many. 1-1. That one's hit by Laliberte over toward left field. It's going to keep going, going. That one is gone. The Flyboys are on the scoreboard. A two-run shot by Cameron Laliberte, his first of the season. And just like that, the Flyboys are the first two runs of the ball game. Make it a 10-2 advantage for the Sock Puppets. Still down 10-2, but maybe that gives you some life as Laliberte is the only player to record both hits tonight for the Flyboys, a single and a home run. Now Alex Diaz steps in with one out in the top of the fourth inning. That one's fouled off by Diaz. And it's 0-1. Pitch to Diaz, misses, and it's 1-1. It's Laliberte. And again, Sock Puppets has scored 10 runs. That's the only home run of the game so far. It comes from the Flyboys. So, again, plenty of time, though, for the Sock Puppets in their big-time offense. That one misses 2-1. How will Honeycutt respond after giving up the blast from Laliberte, the 2-1? Swing and a miss. Got Diaz to chase that one. Nice ball that dropped at the last minute. So Diaz will step in. 2-2. Count with one out. After the two-run bomb by Cameron Laliberte, scored Ankeny. 2-2. Let's say that one just missed low. It's now a full count. So Diaz looking good on for the first time tonight. And be the first walk of either pitching staff. Top of the fourth inning. Payoff pitch from Honeycutt. That one's hit toward left field. It gets down. Diaz going around first. He's heading towards second base. The throw is not in time. And Diaz with a one-out double. It's back-to-back hits for the Flyboys. And the Flyboys have found their offense here at the top of the fourth inning. Here comes Dub Gleed. As Gleed reached on errors last time up. But was stranded at first base to end the inning after a ground ball by Aiden Canaday. 10-2 score. Now Diaz at second base. Allen misses outside, 1-0. Gleed has some of that power. You saw he's got two home runs this year. Talk to Jermaine Curtis about him and say deceptive power. You don't think a whole lot. Not the biggest body in the world as that one's hit down third base line. Gets to the outfield. Diaz is going to hold up at third base. He would have had a chance to score. There's that throw was wide, but a smart decision by Wes Stone. That's three straight hits for the Flyboys. A single for Gleed. And all of a sudden, this Flyboy offense, which had been quiet first three innings, has come to life. And it's made a interesting one with runners at the corners and one out for Aiden Canaday. And now discussion for the Sock Puppets after this inning. Got the fly out from Bishop, then Ankeny reaches on the error by the shortstop, Cologne. And then a home run by Laliberte makes it a 10-2 ball game. Diaz gets a double, and Glee gets a single, and now the bullpen getting active for the Sock Puppets. Thomas Ross is down there. Righty out of Georgia Southern. See how long Honeycutt goes, stays out there. He's gone 3 1/3, giving up the four hits, two runs, and four strikeouts. And that's a 10-2 cushion right now. But we've seen the Flyboys score in bunches before. Come back and steal some games against Kingsport. That 17-14 game comes to mind. Also against Princeton, now 6-3, won it 7-6. After it lights out from the bullpen by Shane Tucker that night. So one out runs at the corners for Canada as that first pitch misses, 1-0. Sockwitz had a wild game against Pulaski earlier this week that they fell 14-7 in. That one, this is 2-0. It was a game they trailed 7-0. Came back and they hit 7-6, but for me, 8-0. They hit 8-6 and 8-7. Could not make it any closer. Like 14-7 to the River Turtles. That one gets in there for a strike and it's 2-1. So if the Flyboys can take advantage of some of these miscues by the sock puppets and make this thing interesting again. Down 10-2 in the top of the fourth with one out. 2-1 to Canada. Canada hits that one toward the left field. It's going to hang up in the air. We'll make the catch on the run with the left fielder, Lozana. But the sack fly works for Aiden Canada. He gets the sack fly. That scores Diaz from third. Now it's a 10-3 ball game. So productive out by Aiden Canada. Scores a run. And there's two outs for Andrew Pinkston who steps in. Struck out his last time. Up. You can get a hit here. As he hits that one towards short in the air and is caught. So just as I say that, catch by Cologne ends the inning. But two-run blast from Oliverte. A sack fly from Canada. And the Flyboys are on the board. Down 10-3. Can they stop this Burlington offense for the first time tonight? As we head to the bottom of the fourth inning, Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace, learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Flyboys trying to mount a comeback. It would be their largest of the year. So they're down 10-0 entering the fourth inning, but two-run blast from Oliverte. Sack fly from Aiden Canada has made it a 10-3 ball game. But the problem is the Sock Puppets have scored in every single inning thus far tonight. So Ryan Schieffer out for another inning of work. Need to try to shut down the Sock Puppet offense and keep the Flyboys in striking distance. Even Lozama comes in. Hit by a pitch his last time up. And was stranded at third base. He is one of two batters today for Burlington that have not scored a run. Him and Adams. First pitch to Lozama. Gets in there for a strike 0-1. I was on a full count, too, and Lozama followed was a check swing strike that Schieffer, but it's not ruled as such, the 0-1. Allen gets in the dirt, 1-1. Wynn picking up briskly now. Feels like a early spring day. This feels very nice outside. After the rain cooled off, it was a very hot day here in North Carolina. I'm able to get this game in after a ton of rain came through, just a 15-minute delay. Great job by the grounds crew here at Burlington Athletic Stadium. Here's the 1-1. Well outside, 2-1. tarp on quickly. The staff of the Burlington Sock Puppets. Then grounds crew is able to go to work, and despite some flooding, able to play this ball game. I was in there 2-2. There are some big puddles out behind second base and toward the left field in the bullpen, and that grounds crew did a great job. So got to give all the props to them for their hard work. 2-2 pitch from Schieffer. Well, outside breaking ball, Ricky Vaughn-esque pitch. It was wild, and it's 3-2. That one slipped out of his hand. Schieffer will look to shake it off as the count runs full to Lazama. Looking to reach for the second time today. Here's a payoff pitch from Schieffer. That one's hit high into the air toward right field. That's going to hang up, keep going, and with one swing of the bat, the Sock Puppets extend their lead. A home run by Ethan Lazama, his fifth of the year, and it's now an 11-3 lead for the Sock Puppets. Can't leave anything hanging against this offense. And Schieffer did just that. So all that momentum that the Fly Boys had is gone in one pitch. Strike away from getting. Now we'll see if Schieffer can reset with Cologne coming up. Well, you know, I made the remark about, oh, that's not a whole lot of home runs happening here tonight. Yeah, that's the announcer's jinx, a pair in the last inning alone. So, I guess you can take that one on responsibility for me. It's a 1-0 count now coming to J.C. Cologne. The announcer's jinx comes to haunt the Fly Boys. After it helped them out in the top of the fourth. Here's the 1-0 to Cologne. That one's hit toward the left field, and that might be another. But nope, it's going to die right at the warning track, and Anthony makes the catch. Well, that one got out. Good piece of hitting from Cologne, but at the warning track, making the catch was Anthony. And there's one away. Here's Tony Castonway, who has 3 RBI tonight. He's 1-for-2, had a 2 RBI single back in the first inning, and then had an RBI ground out back in the second inning. So, Castingway has done probably the most damage so far, him and McChrystal. First pitch gets in there for a strike, 0-1. Him and McChrystal have a combined 6 RBIs tonight. Crystal 2-for-3 with 2 runs scored and 3 RBI. Castonway 1-for-2 with a run scored and 3 RBI. 0-1. This is behind the back of Castonway and 1-1. Got somebody stretching in the bullpen for the Fly Boys. See if Schieffer can get out of this one after giving up the home run and then get the fly out from Cologne. 1-1. That one's swung on and missed, 1-2. This is Schieffer's not quite as long as outing of the year. He threw 79 pitches against Johnson City back on June 17th. He's sitting at 76 now. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. So Schieffer, not for nothing, gets his 5th strikeout of the night. There's 2 away, so. When Schieffer's been on, he has been phenomenal tonight, but he has just missed a couple of times, and that has come back to bite the Fly Boys. He's given up 4 hits and 4 runs in this one, but the 5 strikeouts. Here goes Brogan Napier. That one misses. It's 1-0. Napier had his first triple of the year, came around the score in the first. That was a 2 RBI triple, and then struck out back in the second. That one misses low, 2-0. So with this pitch, Schieffer will tie his longest outing of the year by pitch count. He gets set for pitch number 79 here in relief of Carson Jacobs. After Jacobs was slacked for 7 runs back in the first inning, 2-0. And for a strike, 2-1. So Schieffer, pitch number 80 coming. First time of the season we've seen Schieffer throw 80 pitches. Grand Canyon Antelope. Here's a 2-1 pitch from Schieffer. That one's chopped over toward first base. Canaday picks it up, throw back to Schieffer. No, Canaday's going to do it himself. Gets the out, and that ends the inning. But the home run by Lazama stops some of that momentum the Fly Boys had. It's now an 11-3 ball game. We head to the top of the fifth inning. Fly Boys trail at 11-3. Can the Fly Boy offense get going again? We return Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
This message is for Karina. Our mom will finish her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Remember the last time your family visited the forest? It's a place of wonder and imagination for the whole family, where stories come to life, and it's closer than you think. Ready to plan your next visit? Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Smith up the bat for the third time tonight. He has a 1-1 count now. It's an 11-3 lead for the Sock Puppets. It's a home run by Lazama, and now it's a 1-2 count. Honeycutt looks to get his fifth strikeout of the ballgame. Still in for the Sock Puppets. 1-2, chopped up toward first, but foul, and everybody's going to reset. So, Fly Boys have scored three runs back in the bottom of the fourth inning, or top of the fourth inning. They had a 10-3 game, but then home run by Lazama makes it 11-3. That one misses, now 2-2. Here's the 2-2 pitch coming from Honeycutt to Miles White. That one's hit off the end of the bat toward the left field. Going to be a tough play, and running over and making the catch is the left fielder, Lazama. So after Lazama hits the home run, he makes a nice defensive play. Get the first out of the inning. So Honeycutt's prone. Pretty nice outing. Burned 69 pitches. 4 1/3 of an inning has struck out 4. Give up those 3 runs off the 4 hits, including the home run by Oliverte. But when you're up by that point, you're up 10-0. So kind of do kind of whatever you want to do if you're the Sock Puppets here. Just can't let it get too out of control as Dalton will step in. Umpire's talking to the dugout of Burlington for some reason. Not sure why, but I will reset. Time's going to get called, and now looking back over toward the dugout. And not sure exactly what's going on here. It's Ty Blankenmeyer out to talk to our home plate umpire. Now, something going on. Not entirely sure what is going on exactly. There's the ruling is that the catcher, Sock Puppets Castanway, went to the mound, and that's constituting a mound visit by Burlington. And now, Burlington manager Ty Blankenmeyer not happy at all, yelling right at the umpire. He's trying to see now a new umpire, field umpire, coming in to talk to Blankenmeyer. As Blankenmeyer speaking his case, not entirely sure it was exactly a mound visit there. And discussion here on whether or not that was a mound visit for the Sock Puppets or not. Looking around the rest of the Appy League, John City now up 3-2 on Bluefield in top of the six. Kingsport's up 7-2 in the bottom of the fifth and looking to extend their lead over Bristol. And Princeton up 6-5 on Elizabethton in the bottom of the six. So, interesting situation. And again, I didn't really see much of a visit, if anything. I think Castanway just walked out from the box and stood in front of home plate, if anything. But Harrison from Honeycutt gets in there for a strike, 0-1 toward Dalton. Interesting situation for sure. Dalton looking to avoid the silver sombrero as he has two strikeouts. Fouls that one off and down 0-2. Next, I'm going to say Ty Blankenmeyer was ejected by Andrew Thomas, as you could hear him speaking his piece. That was ruled a mound visit, so interesting call there for sure. Here's the 0-2 pitch. That one misses high, 1-2. I think I'm working a lot quicker now. Trying to keep this an 8-run lead. Up 11-3 in the top of the fifth inning. Here's the 1-2. In the dirt, Dalton holds off now, 2-2. Do have arms in the bullpen for Burlington. It looks like, I said Thomas Russ warming up, so see if we'll see him in the next inning. 2-2 pitch in the dirt, and now Dalton's battled back to Maria, a full count. Disagreement. Sock Puppets manager Ty Blankenmeyer, and now there's a full count on the Dalton. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Honeycutt able to battle back. It's the fifth strikeout of the day. That's the third strikeout of the game by Dalton. So he has a silver sombrero, unfortunately, to his day. And now here comes David Bishop. Bishop flew out to right field his last time up, 0-2 tonight. And that one, I think I never threw a put ball. That would have been a balk if anyone was on base, but nobody's on there now. Honeycutt will fire. Well outside, 1-0.
Our recently elected manager, Ty Blankenmeyer, is now serving drinks at the third base bar.
Ty Blankenmeyer is now going to Blankenmeyer is serving beers at the third base bar here at Burlington. That one's hit towards short for the first is in time. 1-2-3. I think Fly Boys can't score. So after all the drama, after all of that in the top of the fifth, nothing doing for the Fly Boys. And the Sock Puppets will look to extend their lead and score for the fifth straight inning. And it looks like a new arm's in for the Fly Boys. We'll tell you all about the new pitcher. I believe that is Graham Bridy. And it is. So we'll tell you about Graham Bridy when we return. Fly Boys. Broadcasting Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger, put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Graham Bridie now in the pitch for the Flyboys, and Ryan Schieffer, or Schieffer, did his best, really, after getting down 7-0. And 3 2/3 of an innings, gave up 4 hits. Unfortunately, gave up 4 runs. Struck out 5. And of course, one of those was that home run by Lazama. That's why it's an 11-3 ball game. So Graham Bridie comes in. Bridie this season has an 0-1 record of 13 1/3 of an inning, 16 hits, 18 runs, 14 of those earned, 16 walks to 15 strikeouts. Last appearance, unfortunately, got the loss against Johnson City back on the 4th of July. Going an inning and up 2 hits, 2 runs. That was a home run by Johnson City's Logan Hugo, but struck out 2. See if Bridie can shake that off. He had a solid appearance on June 30th against Elizabeth, and he went a third, went a 2/3 of an inning, walked 2 and struck out 3. So looking for that kind of performance here is Bridie, as he'll face Isaiah Adams, the start, bottom of the 5th inning, down 11-3. Sock up the score in every inning. Then for a strike, 0-1. Now, granted, it hasn't been as much since the first inning, but still, take out that first inning, it's just a 4-3 ball game. But you can't do that. You can't do any going back here. It's a 7-run first inning is giving Burlington this big lead. That one misses for ball 1-1. Burlington offense that had 198 runs scored this season coming into the ball game, second most in the Appy League, and now have quick math, 209 runs scored. 4-1. That one's hit right toward Bridie, makes the catch. What a play! Graham Bridie caught that one running his breadbasket and makes the play to get the first out. The 5th inning. My goodness, Graham Bridie. Comebacker right at him. And Bridie makes the snag. That's a heck of a play for the pitcher out of St. Charles Community College. Here comes Dante Girardi. Girardi, 2-for-3 with 2 runs scored. Does have a strikeout today. Already his 4th at bat of the ballgame. Is the pitch from Bridie, 0-1. So Bridie makes the catch on the comeback. A little bit of a laser from Adams. That's a heck of a play. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Bridie. That one's off the end of the bat. Pinkston will make a diving snag. And they'll say it's an out. He catches it. What a play. Andrew Pinkston, back-to-back great defensive plays for the Flyboys. It's a great catch by Bridie and then a diving snag by Pinkston. There's two away. That's where the defense starting to show up now, you think, for the Flyboys, but still got guys inning as Austin St. Laurent comes in. He is 0-for-2 of a run score and a strikeout. Hit by a pitch back in the first, came around the score. Jordan Bridie, that one misses 1-0. Let's see what defensive play if Flyboys have to get a 1-2-3 inning. And heck, that may be what it takes to get a 1-2-3 inning for the Flyboys against this Burlington team. That one misses 2-0. Bridie. Here's a 2-0 pitch coming from Graham Bridie to St. Laurent. All right, he'll get set and fired. And there, oh, nope, misses high. I thought that one just snuck in there, but did not. And that's a ball, 1-0. The Bright 3-0 looking to go 1-2-3 and cannot get a 1-2-3. You can see he walks first batter today, and that's the first walk of the day for any pitcher. Granted, the Fly Boys have hit three batters today, but it's the first walk. And Ryan McChrystal comes up, and he has been dangerous. 2-for-3, 2 runs scored, 3 RBI. Two RBI double in the first. Reached on error in the second. And then had a RBI single back in the third. Came around the score back in the first and second inning. First is McChrystal, gets by Canaday. That is the second hit, the third hit of the day for McChrystal. Going toward third base, and in there safely is St. Laurent. And on the throw, McChrystal is going to advance to second base. That's the 11th hit of the ball game for Stockpovis. And just like that, after you had a great pair of defensive plays by the defense of the Fly Boys, all of a sudden, yeah, runners at second and third with two outs for Evan Applewick. Brody made a great catch. Pinkston makes a diving snag, but then Brody with the walk. And then McChrystal gets the single. And St. Laurent at third. McChrystal over at second base. The throw from Pinkston. McChrystal to advance. So runners at second and third, two outs for Applewick. Looking to continue the scoring for the Sock Puppets. They've scored in every single inning so far tonight. They're up 11-3. Ryan's going to call time and he's going to reset here. And it was delayed by about 15 minutes due to a thunderstorm in the area. First of a two-game set. Tomorrow these two teams will play a seven-inning ball game beginning at 6 o'clock. That one's fouled off from Applewick, 0-1. Seven-inning ball games. My boys have been no-hit. It's Elizabethan and also lost in extra inning fashion to Johnson City. Do have a 16-4 win, though, over Bristol in a seven-inning game. The 0-1. That one gets in there for a strike, 0-2. Because last week on July 3rd was not a seven-inning ball game because of the holiday. Nine-inning contest knocked off Johnson City 12-7. Some days have been kind of up and down for the Fly Boys this season. Here's the 0-2 from Brighty. Swing and a miss, strike three. So the defense finally holds the Sock Puppets off the scoreboard. Took a pair of great plays from Brighty and Pinkston. But that's what you got to do against this Burlington offense. We head to the top of the sixth inning. Fly Boys down 11-3. Fly Boys broadcasting network.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love?
A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
But first time today, Burlington's going to go to the bullpen as they will see Thomas Ross. So closed door on Honeycutt. Phenomenal. Five innings, he got four hits, three runs, and struck out five. So looking at Thomas Ross coming in. And Ross, this season, has a 1-0 record, an ERA of 2. It's 2 even. And nine innings pitched. He's going to have just five hits, two runs, hit one batter, walked four, and has struck out 12 batters as Mr. Thomas Ross this season. So, again, part of that great pitching staff by the Burlington Sock Puppets that they hold this year. That's been the offense for sure tonight. Thomas Ross out of Georgia Southern, now a pinch hitter. Jack O'Reilly now coming in, the pinch hit for Bo Ankeny. So we'll see if O'Reilly stays in the left field. So O'Reilly will come in, the pinch hit for Bo Ankeny to lead off the top of the sixth inning. Down 11-3 to the Burlington Sock Puppets here in Burlington, North Carolina. Pitch to O'Reilly. It's in there for a strike, 0-1 from Ross. Ross from Georgia Southern. Played at Gordon State College for 2 years. Transferred to Georgia Southern this past season and scored 14 strikeouts and 6 walks in 20 innings for the Eagles this year. 0-1 is high, 1-1. Jack O'Reilly batting 271 on the season. The 716 OPS has a home run this year. The Villanova Wildcat. Native of Villanova, Pennsylvania. The 1-1. That one misses low, and it's 2-1. So, my boy's looking to get something going. Fly ball is down by 8 runs in the top of the 6. 2-1. That one's high and out. 3-1. So, this will be the first walk issued by Sock Puppets pitching staff. Sonny Cudd didn't issue a single one. 3-hit batters from the Flyboys staff. And then one walk issued by Bridie that last inning. But he got a strikeout to end the frame after making a phenomenal catch to start the inning. 3-1. O'Reilly hits that one off the end of the bat, and it will sneak foul on the third base line. And off of the bar on the third base side. So there goes a payoff pitch from Ross to Jack O'Reilly. Was looking to get something here. A late spark. And by 8 runs. Payoff pitch. That one's fouled right next to us. Toward the press box. And count runs stays full. The leadoff batter for the Flyboys has not reached yet tonight. For 5 innings of work. Been 3 1-2-3 innings for the Sock Puppets. The Flyboys scored 3 runs in the top of the fourth, thanks to a home run by Oliverte and a sack fly from Canada. Payoff pitch in the dirt, and that's a leadoff walk. So, first time today, leadoff batter has reached for the Flyboys, and it was Jack O'Reilly who reaches. And there's one on, nobody out for Cameron Oliverte. Oliverte is perfect today as a single and a home run. 2 for 2 with 2 RBI and a run scored. So, Oliverte looking for his 3rd hit of the ball game. He has been the one bright spot so far for the Flyboys. Fouls that first pitch off, and it's 0-1. Oliverte's batting average up all the way to 458 now. .1302 OPS as well. Thanks to that first home run of the season, a 2-run blast that scored Ankeny back in the 4th inning. Here's the 0-1 pitch coming to Oliverte. Check swing. They'll see if he went around, and they'll say no. It's a field umpire, and it's 1-1. They're taking him one to the outfield and make it a 6-run ball game. We can get another home run. Be a 2nd of the day and 2nd of the year. Here's the 1-1 pitch coming to Oliverte, and Oliverte's going to call time and reset. Leadoff walk just to Jack O'Reilly from Thomas Ross, who takes over for J.C. Honeycutt. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike 1-2. That's a great pitch from Ross that froze up Oliverte. Now it's a 1-2 pitch. 1-2 count. One, two. Come to La Liberté. Riley sits at first base. On the leadoff walk in the top of the six. There's a pitch. Well, outside. Gets by the catcher. And walking up 90 feet into scoring position is Jack O'Reilly. That ball gets by Castanway. All the way to the backstop. And now it's a 2-2 count. La Liberté get one down the outfield. You got to wonder if they'll try to send O'Reilly home to score. A 7-run ball game. 2-2 pitch coming to La Liberté from Ross. Ross gets set and fires. That one's off the end of the bat, sky high in the air in foul territory, and the catch is made on the run by Applewick. First time today, La Liberté is retired. Now bring up one out, Alex Diaz. This is Diaz. Had a double back in the fourth and then came around to score off a sack fly by Nathan Cannaday. Double lead single allowed him to go to third, and then the sack fly scored Diaz. That time at 10-3, and then the home run by Lazama. It's made an 11-3 ball game here in the top of the sixth. One out to Diaz. That one misses outside. 1-0. Cool night here in Burlington, North Carolina, after it poured down rain earlier this evening. 1-0. He has fouls that one off right underneath the press box, underneath our microphone. It's now 1-1. So you're starting to fall asleep, a little Saturday evening nap. Good morning. Press box up on in the air on top of the stand, similar to Bluefield. A lot higher up than Bluefield, though. Have the netting in front. Luckily, windows and a netting here. 1-1. That one's hit off the end. Going to get down from Diaz. Rounding third's O'Reilly. The throw to the plate's going to be on a line, but not in time. O'Reilly's going to score. Diaz tries for two. He slides over. He is out at second base. A great throw from Castanway. So Diaz does get the RBI single, is out on the throw from Castanway on the tag made by Cologne. But a run scores from O'Reilly. And it's now 11-4 game. So O'Reilly scores on the RBI single by Diaz. Diaz is out. After Castanway couldn't get the tag on O'Reilly, but a nice throw and a great tag by Cologne, and there's two away. Doug Gleed steps in now. It's a 1-0 count. Gleed singled his last time up, but was stuck there to end the fourth inning. Now it's 2-0. So Diaz today is... got two hits today. We've seen Diaz starting to come back to life on offense after he was sent out to the developmental squad. He's now gotten two hits today. A 2-0 pitch. That one's hit high in the air, and it'll be fouled off right over our heads. It's now 2-1. That was a great throw in Brogan Napier out in right field. Can't dismiss that. Just a step on him was Jack O'Reilly. And great awareness from Castanway to see Diaz take off for second. Here's a 2-1 pitch. That one's fouled off, and now it's deuces wild to Dub. Lead 2-for-3 today. A run scored and RBI. Pardon me. On stat line, he's 1-for-2 today. Stat line of Cameron Oliverte. Here's a 2-2 pitch coming from Ross to Dub Gleed. Pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, and Ross gets out of the inning. His first strikeout, but an RBI single from Alex Diaz has got the lead back down to 7. Can the Flyboys hold off the sock puppets for the second straight inning. Grim Bridie will try to do so. We return. 11-4 lead for Burlington. Flyboy is broadcasting over.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Flyboys down 11-4 after the RBI single by Alex Diaz. And fans, whenever we're back at home on Monday at Pioneer Park, get yourself a nice cold Wicked Weed. Wicked Weed is the official craft beer of the Greenville Flyboys. 2012, Wicked Weed's been pushing the envelope, crafting unique beers with bold flavors for the forward drinker. Find your new favorite draft at Pioneer Park or at your local East Tennessee retailer today. Well, the last time the Flyboys scored, it was this man, Evan Lazama, who had a home run in the fourth to push the lead back to 8 runs. So he'll try to do so again here. Steam up now 11-4 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Brighty gets set and will fire. And Lazama gets out of the way of that one, 1-0. Lazama 1-for-2 of a home run today, a solo shot back in the fourth. It's fifth of the season. The 1-0 from Brighty. That one's hit over the head of Brighty and over the head of Dove Glee to the outfield. Lazama's rounding first. He's going to try for second, and he will be in there standing. Oh, it was a close play in the last second, but holding on to the base, and that is a leadoff double for Ethan Lazama. And there's a runner in scoring position already with nobody out in the bottom of the sixth inning. J.C. Cologne will step in. Cologne today is 0-for-2, but as a run scored, was hit by a pitch back in the first. Came around the score. Pitch misses 1-0, has an RBI ground out to his credit. And I missed this with Lazama's home run. Isaiah Adams is the only sock puppet not to score a run today. Cologne and St. Laurent are the only sock puppets not to record a hit today. 11-4 with 12 hits. That one's fouled off and went 1. 7 runs in the first inning. Take that first inning away, it'd be tied at 4 runs apiece. But again, kind of got the hand you're dealt with. And it's Schieffer and Brighty trying to limit the damage on the Flyboys. 1-1 with nobody out, pardon me. And Brighty's going to stand that off as Lazama stands at second base. His third double of the season. 1-1 pitch coming from Brighty. Fires, and that one's at sky high into the air toward the Burlington bullpen. Calling everyone off is Diaz. Nope, actually making the catch is Bishop. Third baseman falling down makes the grab. And there's one away. That one hung in the air. The wind is picked up and is blowing in from left field. So kind of a hard one to determine. But pitch black outside. It's been cloudy all night. So I think Bishop will be able to find that one. Tony Castonway steps in. 1-for-3 with a run scored and 3 RBI. Had a 2 RBI single back in the first. Had a RBI ground out in the second, but struck out his last time up as Castonway and McChrystal combined for 6 RBI tonight. This pitch from Brighty. That one's hit over toward third. Diving stop is made by Bishop for the first, scooped up in time. What a play by David Bishop. So some great defensive plays have been what it's taken to keep the Sock Puppets off the board so far. And a great diving catch. Diving stop, pardon me, by Bishop. Has two outs for Broken Napier. Productive, though, as it moves Cologne over. Or pardon me, Lazama into third base. And Napier will look to get something down the outfield. Napier 1-for-3 tonight. 2 RBI triple back in the first inning and came around to score later that frame. That one misses 1-0. It's a 1-0 pitch, and that one misses as well. 2-0. It was Napier's first triple of the season. At the time, it is a 6-0 ball game. Now 11-4 lead for Sock Puppets. The 2-0 pitch. Misses away, 3-0, and Bridie in danger of walking his second batter of the ball game. He's able to get out of the last inning Bridie was in. Getting a strikeout to end the inning. See what he can do here. 3-0 count, two outs, and the bottom of the sixth. Here's a pitch. That one's fouled off. By Napier, and it's now 3-1. So I'm at third base. Napier up the bat. Looking to extend this lead even further after the Fly Boys made a small dent into it, then 11-4. Back in the last inning. Here's the 3-1 pitch from Bridie. That one is going to hit Napier, and that is the fourth hit batter of the night for this Fly Boys pitching staff. They've only issued one walk. Isaiah Adams steps in. So, four hit batters tonight by this pitching staff for the Fly Boys. That's a number. You want to see that be a zero, of course, but four times. None of these have been intentional. Just have missed on some pitches, have the Fly Boys pitching staff tonight. It's allowed runners to reach. Here's Isaiah Adams, 1-for-3 tonight. He is the only batter for Burlington that has not scored a run. A single back in the first, but was stranded there in the first inning. Since then, it's flown out to right, and then, of course, had that line shot back to Bright. His last time up. Hits that one to right field, and it'll go foul. 0-1. That was a great snag by Bright back in the fifth inning. That got the first out of the frame, and a laser back in the bread basket of Bridie. Bridie will step in with a 0-1 count, two outs, runners at the corners after he hits Napier, and Lazam is able to get all the way to third off the ground out by Castanway. 0-1. Swing and a miss, and Bridie a strikeout away. Throwing up another scoreless inning. 0-2 with two outs. In the bottom of the sixth inning, 11-4 lead for Burlington. Greenville needs to slow down the offense as much as they can. Here's the 0-2. Hit off in the bat, high in the air, and it will go foul toward the stands. And hits with a thud. It's 0-2. A little crowd here in Burlington on a Saturday night. Of course, the rain didn't scare too many Sock Puppet faithful away. Of course, kind of solid Greenville contention here. Seen some parents out before the game. We'll talk to them. Glad they could travel with us. And if you couldn't travel, glad you're listening to us on Fly Boys Broadcasting Network. 0-2, Bry's going to check over at first. And back in time is Napier. after the pickoff move by Bright. Again, Jack Liberia is the only pitcher that has picked off anybody with pickoff move at first base with flying ball. He's done it twice. 0-2. That one gets in there. Called strike three. Graham Brighty gets a strikeout to end the inning and keep the Sock Puppets off the board. We played six. Final third coming up. Flyboys still got some work to do down 11-4. We return the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
I taught for 20 years, until I started forgetting my lectures.
Eventually, he had to quit. Getting his early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard, but it gave us time to take control of the situation together.
I can't imagine going through this without him.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Fly boys down 11-4 as we head to the seventh inning. Graham Brighty was able to get some key strikeouts here. Keep Burlington off the scoreboard here in the last two innings and has kept it somewhat in striking distance. It's been a tough one. Again, you have seven runs in the first inning. It's going to be tough to come back for sure. But Fly Boys have tried to do that late in this one. Aiden Cannaday will lead off. Fouls that one back off to the screen. A sack fly for Aiden Cannaday. Scored Diaz back in the fourth inning. And time was, I gave some hope you fall, and then the home run by Lozama. Push ahead to an 8-run lead again for the Sock Puppets. Now 11-4, and that one misses 1-1 from Ross. Ross giving up one hit, the run. Walked one and struck out one. Of course, a great play from Castonway over toward Cologne. Got Diaz out at second before any more damage could be done. Got a strikeout in the frame. The 1-1 to Cannaday is just outside for ball 2-1. 2-1 with nobody on. Cannaday leads it off. It's 2-1 pitch. That one's hit foul by Cannaday. It's now 2-2. Here's your 2-2 pitch coming from Ross to Cannaday. Starting off the top of the seventh inning, 11-4 lead for the Sock Puppets here. Over Greenville, 2-2 pitch. On this outside, count runs full. This would be if Cannaday reaches the second straight inning. The leadoff batter is reached for the Flyboys. After Jack O'Reilly reached back at the top of the sixth and then came around to score off the RBI single by Diaz. Payoff pitch. That one misses low. Cannaday draws a leadoff walk. That's the second straight inning, a leadoff walk. It's been issued by Ross, and Cannaday stands at first base. Nobody out for Andrew Pinkston. Pinkston 0 for 2 today with a strikeout. Pinkston yet to record a hit this season for the Fly Boys. Get something going here. This team down seven runs in the top of the seventh inning. Pitch to Pinkston. Pinkston fouls that one off to the backstop 0-1. Of course, this is a stadium that many Flyboys will hope to return to later in the month on July 25th and 26th for the Appalachian League All-Star Game. Those teams will be announced soon, and I think there'll be a couple Flyboys on those rosters representing the West Division. It's the 0-1. Fouling gets in there for a strike, 0-2. Of course, these two teams will play again tomorrow at 6 o'clock p.m. in a seven-inning contest. Pre-game show will start at 5:45, Flyboys Broadcasting Network. Hope you can join us, spend your Sunday with us. The 0-2. Bingston hits it up the middle. Going to be stopped by second baseman. A collision between the second baseman, Girardi, and the shortstop, Colon. And Colon is down in center field. That's a hit for Bingston, but more importantly, a scary situation as Colon and Girardi collided right with each other. Girardi slid right into Army Colon's midsection, it looks like. And Colon on his knee right now, and the trainer's coming out to look at him. That would have been a tough play anyway for either of them. And the first hit of the season for Pinkston. Colon is still down in the middle infield. Now he's going to stand up. Looks like he's going to shake it off. And it's got slid into by Girardi and fist bumps all around. And looks like everybody's okay. After the single by Pinkston. So Pinkston gets his first hit of the season. Runs at first and second, nobody out. Girardi and Colon hug it out a little bit of it short. And Colon laughs it off a little bit. So, runs at first and second with nobody out. But the top of the order, Miles Smith. Smith, fortunately, is 0 for 3 today. With a pair of ground outs and a fly out. But Smith can get anything to the outfield. Up to move over Canada. Here's the pitch to Smith. This is outside 1-0. So this is the Flyboys. Need a big inning. Down 7 runs to the Sock Puppets. Here's the top of the 7th. A 1-0 pitch coming to Smith. That one misses low again. 2-0. So Ross has kind of been all over the place a bit. 31 pitches, 16 strikes. Has the one strikeout, but has the two walks today. Allowed one hit and one run in his one inning of work so far. A 2-0 pitch coming from Ross. That one's hit up the middle towards short, stepping on the base. No, bobbling it. Now stepping on the base. Throws wide. And now Canada is going to come home, and he is going to score. As Colon bobbled that one, tagged second base, got the out at second. So the error, though, by Colon allows Canada to come in the score. It's the third error of the ball game, man, for the Sock Puppets, and the Flyboys are cut to a 6-run deficit, down 11-5. Colon bobbled that one, tagged second base, threw it to first, try to get Smith out. And it was wide by a while. And there goes Shamar Dalton over runner at first base, and just one out. Dalton 0 for 3, 3 strikeouts today. First pitch is in the dirt, blocked by Castaway. 1-0. So three errors today by the Sock Puppets. That's kind of kept the Flyboys in this one. They now trail 11-5 here in the top of the 7th inning. 1-0. That one misses, and it's now 2-0. Smith grounded to a forced out. As Pinkston was out second, Smith is safe on first, and the error by Colon allows the run to score. 2-0, that one's fouled off by Dalton. Now 2-1. So that run is unearned. To Ross. So. Comes 2-1 pitch. Now the Dalton one out. Smith stands at first base. Swing and a miss by Dalton. Now 2-2. Dalton looking to avoid his fourth strikeout of the night. Be a golden sombrero for Shamar Dalton, unfortunately. Here's a 2-2 pitch coming with one out to Dalton. Fires is Ross. That one's hit toward right field, hanging in the air, and will be caught on the run by Napier. And there's now two away in the top of the seventh inning. Well, Dalton avoids striking out first time tonight, but unfortunately hit it right toward where Napier was. Napier made a couple steps over and makes the grab. Here comes David Bishop now. Bishop 0 for 3 tonight with a pair of flyouts and a ground out. Looking at something going after the High Boys score a run off the error by Cologne allows Canada to score. Down 11-5 here in the top of the seventh inning. Still trying to crawl their way back into this one. Now this is outside the Bishop 1-0. And still a six-run lead. And, of course, they scored every inning except for the last two. Graham Brighty has shut down his offense for the most part. Going to check on Smith at first after the ball. The dirt. Castaway picks it up, and it's 2-0. Pitching staffs have picked off the Fly Boys four times this season, including twice at Pulaski. That was twice in a row. So Bishop and Brock Daniels were picked off. It's a 2-0 pitch. That one's hit toward the outfield, but right to the center fielder. Adams makes the catch, but another run scored by the Fly Boys. They're starting to chip away at that lead. Down 11-5. It's time to stretch in Burlington. We return on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Eleven to five lead for the Sock Puppets here after back-to-back innings with the Fly Boys scored a run. Now, keep doing that map. They would trail by it. They would lose this game by four runs if they keep going at that pace. I have to map myself and keep Sock Puppets off the board. So, got to score more than one run in an inning, but at least you're starting to try to chip away a bit if you're the Fly Boys. If you're getting down 7-0 early and then we're down 10-0, after three innings since then, outscored the Sock Puppets 5-1. Dante Girardi will step in. Girardi 2-for-4 today with two runs scored. First pitch he sees, he swings at it and it is fouled off behind us, 0-1. Well, how long Brighty will go here. He's gone two innings. He's allowed two hits, walked one, hit a batter, but struck out two. Most importantly, has not allowed a run. There's some action in that Fly Boy bullpen. Get you a number on that. 0-1. That one almost clips Girardi. 1-1. Just some slight stretching. Xavier Collins saunters out there to gets set for the pitcher. 1-1, that one's high from Brody, 2-1. That'll be Tyler Blankenship warming up for the Fly Boys. So we may see him after Brody's day is done, the 2-1. Breaking ball gets an FR strike now, 2-2 on the Girardi. Five lead for Burlington here in the bottom of the seventh inning. 2-2 from Brighty. That one's hit toward left, hanging up in the air. O'Reilly at the warning track at the wall and makes the catch right at the wall, and there's one away. That was another well-hit ball by the Sock Puppets, and fortunately for the Fly Boys, the wind's blowing in a little bit, and maybe that helped them out. Slight breeze here at Burlington Athletic Stadium as Austin St. Laurent comes in. He is one of just two players for the Sox Puppets that have not recorded a hit tonight. So for two of a run scored. Hit by a pitch once and drew a walk once, however. Came around a score back in the first inning. He looks at a 1-0 count at the first pitch from Brighty. Now that wind's picking up. Blowing in the 1-0. That one gets in there for a strike, 1-1. Brighty has run now 35 pitches. Brighty's longest outing, he had 54 pitches back against Kingsport on the second day of the season, June 3rd. That one misses, and it's now, or pardon me, that one misses 2-1. My mistake. So we're going to have to hold off on that one. Here's a 2-1 pitch coming from Brighty to St. Laurent. One out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Brighty kicks, fires. That one's hit high into the air, sky high. Dub Glee is going to call everybody off and we'll make the catch. 2-away. That's here comes Ryan McChrystal. McChrystal today has been dangerous. 3-for-4 with 3 RBI and 2 runs scored. He has been phenomenal. But one time he didn't have an at-bat, he still reached. Reached on an error back in the second, coming to the score as double and 2 singles today. That one's off the end of the bat, foul. 0-1. McChrystal came around to the score back in the first and second inning. The RBI single in the third inning. Here's the 0-1. No one misses. It's 1-1. I'm always looking to stay within 6 runs here. I'm looking to extend their lead. Of course, hold off the Fly Boys on defense, the 1-1. That one's hit off the end of the bat, hangs in the air, will be caught by Bishop. 1-2-3 inning for the Fly Boys. And Graham Brighty, been phenomenal out of the pen. 3 innings, has not given up a run. Keeps the Fly Boys within striking distance. They've scored a run the last 2 innings. Can they do it again? Or possibly more as they try to cut into this lead. Down 11-5. Into the 8th on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
The way I describe it for people is my dad shot himself and the bullet hit everyone in his life. It was a week before my 30th birthday and I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't because I thought I could call him later that week.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. With safe gun storage, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life.
SavedByThiscan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Defensive change for the Sock Puppets. Ty Garrity's now in right field, the Seneca, Kansas native. And the Kansas Jayhawk, like the University of Kansas, as Jack O'Reilly steps in. O'Reilly drew a walk, came around the score back in the sixth inning off the RBI single by Diaz. Looks like a ball went up. Garrity. Kansas bat 192 with 12 runs. And recorded a perfect fielding percentage of 1,000 as that one sky high from O'Reilly to center field. Will hang in the air and will be an easy can of corn catch made by Adams. 1 away in the 8th. Flyboys have been crawling back, and you take away that 7-run first, it's a 5-4 lead for the Flyboys. But again, you can't do that as you be able to play a full ball game. And fortunately, the Flyboys, just that first inning has cost them. Down 6 runs here in the top of the 8th inning with 1 out. Cameron Laliberte steps up to bat. Laliberte's going to square the bunt back to the Ross, the pitcher, for the first is in time. And Laliberte tried to get a bunt single. Would have been the second of the year, and a great play by Ross. And there's 2 away. So Laliberte is out on the bunt attempt. And that brings 2 outs for Alex Diaz. Diaz had the RBI single that scored O'Reilly. But was gunned out trying to go to second base. A great throw by Castanway. A tag by Cologne. Diaz was out, and that was 2 outs in the inning. Diaz will step in and look at a pitch up high, 1-0. Diaz got the average back up to 260 on the year. Again, the guy was sent down to the developmental squad and then called back up after some injuries. And some spots need to be filled for the Flying Boys, and he's done well. 1-0 is fouled off. That one bounced all the way off. Up to right underneath press box here, just to the right of us. 1-1 with 2 outs is Ross. Looks to sit down the Flyboys in order and be first scoreless inning for the Flyboys since the 5th. Down 11-5. You can ill afford to a scoreless frame right now for the Flyboys down to just 4 outs. That was outside 2-1. Of course, Burlington will get a chance to extend their lead with some insurance runs. So it looks like Tyler Blankenship, he was warming up in the bullpen, will most likely be coming in. But I wonder if that's the end of the day for Graham Bridie. 2-1 pitch coming from Ross to Diaz. That one's right down the middle for a strike. 2-2. Deuce is wild. Looking to hold the Flyboys off the board for the first time since the 5th inning. 11-5 ball game here in Burlington. 2-2 pitch coming. From Ross to Diaz, fires. That one's chopped toward third and will make a nice stop by Cologne, and then he drops it. But he does a stop to get to the outfield. That is the 3rd hit of the day for Diaz. Again, he's been a bright spot in what's been a rough day at times for this offense. He has 3 of the 7 hits today. And Dub Gleed will come up with 2 outs. Gleed struck out his last time up, and that ended the 6th inning. Reached on an error back in the 2nd and had a single back in the 4th, but was stuck there both times at first. Swings the first pitch he sees and fouls it off 0-1. Gleed, one of the 3 players from UC Irvine on this squad. And if Finn Wall starts a ball game, you have Smith and Gleed in the field. You have 3 UC Irvine players on the field at once. The 0-1. Breaking ball gets in there for a strike, 0-2. Ross is strike away. Ross has thrown just 50 pitches in relief. 28 strikes. Again, not great numbers, but when you're up by, he came in and up by 8 runs, you can afford to give up some runs. Only one of those have been earned, so only on the hook for two of those. He's got 3 hits and walked a pair. 0-2. That one misses high. It's now 1-2. There is someone standing, a catcher standing in the bullpen for the sock club, and someone warming up, kind of in a little divot down the left field line. So might be someone to close out this ball game for Burlington. 1-2. That one misses outside, and it's now 2-2. Second straight batter is at a 2-2 count. Two outs this inning is. Sock Puppets look to keep the Fly Boys off the board here. Now it's it high in the air. Hangs up in foul territory. Can casting away find it? He cannot. So Wing got a hold of that one and kind of blew it back into the field of play. And bringing a sigh of relief is Dub Gleed as he avoids ending the inning on a foul. On pop fly in foul territory. So you look toward the bullpen. Fly Boys. I believe Blankenship will be coming out, but we'll let you know for sure. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Gleed fouls it off. I say we believe, but Landon Whitley down the bullpen. We have not seen Whitley this season. He just arrived about a week ago to Greenville, the Appalachian State product, made in North Carolina native. So maybe we'll see Whitley instead of Blankenship. Who knows? We'll find out later. Here's 2-2 pitch. Gleed hits that one down the left field line. It goes foul toward the bullpen. It's 2-2. Probably Blankenship or Whitley. That'll be Whitley's first appearance of the year in the Appy League if he comes out of the bullpen. That means every single pitcher has made an appearance for Fly Boys this season. Here's 2-2 pitch coming. The Gleed. Gleed hits that one up the middle. Slow roller towards second base. And that one's bobbled and missed. Diaz rounds second. The throw to third is in time. And a base running miscue. Diaz kept on running toward third base. He is out at third. As he tried the extra bases again, is gunned out to end the inning. So, Fly Boys are held scoreless for the first time since the fifth after despite the single by Dub Gleed. Diaz is gunned out third. We head to the bottom of the eighth. Burlington looks to add on some more insurance runs. We return to Fly Boys. Broadcasting network.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmaned the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Fans, buying or selling a property is one of the biggest decisions you can make. Tom McCray Real Estate Group is here to help. Their team of experienced agents will guide you every step of the real estate transaction. Take care of every detail so there's no need to stress. Why would you ever take a chance? Call McCray Real Estate Group at 423-794-9866 or visit them online at easttennesseehomesource.com. Find them on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. So call to the bullpen for the Fly Boys to close this one out. Graham Bridie goes 3 innings, is a 2 hits, no runs, walks 1, strikes out 2, and hit 1 batter. You'll take that as you give up, again, don't give up any runs. That's the most important part of a game where you're down by 6 runs. As now we will see. First time. Landon Whitley goes by Seth Whitley as well. This season for App State, the maiden North Carolina native made 9 appearances in 10 innings. Held his opponents to 152 batting average. Back against UNC Greensboro on February 25th, he struck out 3 batters in 2 innings and didn't allow a run in 5 straight outings from April 8th to May 6th, including going 2 1/3 of an inning against Georgia State on May 6th and didn't allow a single hit in that outing. So the maiden North Carolina native, right-hander, makes his first appearance of the season in the Appy League. In 2021 at North Lincoln High School, went 11-4, made the playoffs, and also went had a 3.32 ERA and a 1-0 record, and struck out 31 batters in 19 innings his senior year of high school. So Whitley makes his first appearance of the season. Out of the bullpen, down by 6 runs. He'll face off Evan Applewick to lead off the bottom of the 8th. First pitch in there is for a ball. So Whitley, first appearance of the season in the Appalachian League, looking to keep this game in somewhat of a striking distance. And that one misses high, 2-0. So we saw Blankenship warming up first, and then Collins decided to go with Whitley instead, give him his first action of the season. Seth Whitley steps in, the 2-0 pitch coming. That one gets in there for a strike, 2-1. Yes, there is an arm warming up now for Burlington, so we'll see if that's the end of Thomas Ross. Here's a 2-1 pitch coming from Whitley. Kicks and fires. That one's high, 3-1. Looks like from here, can't quite tell, David Harrison. He's kind of in the corner, and it's kind of dark down there, that bullpen, so can't quite tell. But I believe it's David Harrison warming up for Burlington, and it is. 3-1 pitch from Whitley, though. Misses in the dirt, and so Whitley starts off his Appy League career with a leadoff walk to Applewick. That's just the second walk issue of the day by the Fly Boys pitching staff. But again, they hit 4 batters combined in the first 3 pitchers. 2 by Jacobs, 1 by Schreiber, and then 1 by Bridie. Yeah, it was even Lazama, and Lazama has been phenomenal today. 2 for 3, a run score, an RBI. That was that solo shot back in the 4th inning. Oddly enough, though, that's the last time the Tom Clemens have scored. That was in their first strike, 0-1. It's right after 3 runs by the Fly Boys. Made it somewhat interesting. Made 10-3. And thinking, okay, you got some momentum. And then Lazama kind of took it all away. The 0-1 pitch coming from Whitley. That one misses, 1-1. Lazama holds off on that one. Really trying to avoid issuing back-to-back walks. After walking Applewick, who stands at first base. The 1-1 pitch from Seth Whitley. Swing and a miss. That's a big swing by Lazama. He connects on that one. That was probably his second home run of the day, 6th of the season, but Willie gets it by him, and now it's 1-2. Willie will check on Applewick at first. Gets set and fires. That one's in the dirt. While Liberte loses it, Applewick's going to run up 90 feet, and he will stand at second base. That one just went off of Liberte's glove, and now in scoring position is Evan Applewick. It's a 2-2 pitch coming to Lazama. Applewick moves up to second base. Whitley trying to His first strikeout of the season. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Drop strike three. Laliberte throws the first and completes the strikeout. And there's one away. So Whitley, after issuing his first walk of the Happy League, gets his first strikeout in the Happy League. As J.C. Cologne steps in, he is Him and St. Laurent, the only batters not to record a hit today. Cologne, though, is up for three of a run scored, an RBI, an RBI ground out, and then recently hit by pitch back in the first. Cologne is taking somewhat of a beating today. We'll tell you about that as first pitch from Whitley is in there for a strike. Cologne got hit by a pitch just underneath the neck, around the shoulder, back in the first inning. And then, of course, that collision between him and Girardi on a hit up the middle by Pinkston. So Cologne is going to be in the ice bath for sure tonight, the Sock Puppets. The 0-1. Well away. That one gets by Laliberte. And up 90 more feet is Applewick. And he's now 90 feet away from making it a 12-5 ball game. So anything to the outfield by Cologne. Most likely score Applewick from third. Tough task. Seth Whitley to come out here down by six runs, but be able to keep the Sock Puppets in check. 1-1. That one's fouled to the right of us, and it's now 1-2. Whitley looks for back-to-back strikeouts and trying to get out of this inning unscathed. It would be the fourth straight scoreless inning for the Sock Puppets. I've always been able to stifle their offense for the most part, especially since the first two innings, but of course that first inning you drop seven runs. Find yourself in a 7-0 hole. That's hard to climb out of. 1-2. That one's down there. Strike three called. Whitley gets the call. Strike. That's back-to-back strikeouts for Whitley. And he is a out away from inning. The inning. Tony Castonway will step in. Looking to extend the lead for the Sock Puppets. He's 1-for-3 tonight with 3 RBI. That one just misses Castonway 1-0. Way with the 2 RBI single back in the first, and then the RBI ground in the second. But since then, a strikeout and a ground out. That was a heck of a play by Bishop back in the sixth inning to get Castonway out. The 1-0 from Whitley. That one's up the end, the bat high in the air. Pinkston's going to move over, will make the catch, and that ends the inning. So, runner gets to third base, but Whitley settles down and is able to get out of the inning. Flyboys got to score 6 runs to push this one to the bottom of the ninth. And the offense gets some rhythm here. We'll find out together. Flyboys, Broadcasting Network.
Right now our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and experiences connect through conversation, and it feels good.
This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together. Start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
Morning, Mama. How you feeling?
Great, and I'm ready for you today.
I'm checking in on you. Morning meditation?
Check.
Dressed and ready to work out?
Check.
Check your blood pressure yet?
And check.
Boom! Great job, Mom. And about those gold earrings?
No, ma'am.
Now more than ever, it's important that we protect our hearts and the hearts of those we love. Monitor your blood pressure daily and help each other stay motivated. Rally your squad to take the online pledge at releasethepressure.org. Brought to you by the Release the Pressure Coalition and the Ad Council.
Called to the bullpen for Burlington, looking to close out this game. Up 11-5 on the Greenville Fly Boys, and Fly Boys will be in a familiar situation with a loss as they would move back to 500 at 16-16. Burlington wins another 24-8 on the year. Still the best record in the Appy League. Looking around the rest of the Appy League, Princeton knocks off Elizabethan 9-7. Johnson City knocks off Bluefield 5-3, so Johnson City and Elizabethan now tied in the season standings for fourth place in the West. Kingsport's up 8-3 on Bristol on top of the eighth. That game's in a rain delay, and that game may get called soon. Kingsport up by so much. David Harrison now in, the righty out of NC State. He's down the road in Raleigh. And Harrison this season has a 1-0 record, a 6 ERA, and 3 innings pitched. He's got 4 hits, 2 runs. He's hit 1 batter and struck out 4, has walked 0. So definition of a shutdown pitcher is 3 outs away from the Sock Puppets getting their 24th win of the season and earning win 1 in this series. Zayden Canaday will step in. Canaday is just 0-1 today. A sack fly, drew a walk back in the seventh, came in the score. First pitch he hits toward the bullpen of Burlington, 0-1. Fly Boys will need to score 6 runs this inning. They have done so before. Scored 6 runs against Kingsport, down 14-11 to win 17-14 earlier in the year. The 0-1. This is low 1-1. That was thanks to a 3 RBI double by David Bishop after the game was tied. After a walk, after bases loaded walk, scored Will Taylor, and then Brock Daniels had an RBI, 2 RBI single. The 1-1. That one's fouled. Canaday 1-2. And then Caswell Smith shut down the Axemen at the bottom of the ninth to steal that one 17-14. So they're going to score 6 just to tie it to the Fly Boys. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Harrison. This is away 2-2. Two teams will meet again for a 7-inning ball game tomorrow, starting at 6 o'clock p.m. here at Burlington Athletic Stadium. 7-inning Sunday. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Misses low. Count runs full at 3-2. This is what you got to do if you're Fly Boys. You just need to find ways on base and then find ways to score. Of course, if you're Alex Diaz, unfortunately, you've picked off at third base. Are trying to get extra bases twice now. Payoff pitch. In there. Call. Strike 3. Canaday not a fan of the call. But that one found the edge of the strike zone. Great pitch by Harrison. There's one away. It's the seventh strikeout of the day for Burlington. The pitchers for Greenville, however, have thrown a combined 10 strikeouts. So defense has done well. That one's fouled off by Pinkston 7. And Pinkston got his first hit of the season. Back in the seventh inning, but was stuck there to end the frame. There's a pitch that misses, and it's 1-1. Pinkston hit that one up the middle, that 1-1 pitch. Check swing, but finds the edge of the strike zone. It's 1-2. Hit that one up the middle that Cologne and Girardi collided on, but glad to see Cologne was okay. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Harrison. Fouled off. It's now staying alive. It's Pinkston 1-2. Again, it's two teams will play tomorrow at 6 o'clock. 7-8 contest. Burlington makes the return trip a couple of weeks later. Down to up in Greenville. So they'll see each other fairly soon. 1-2. That one's high. Pinkston ducks out of the way. 2-2. strange. Usually for the only other time it's been like that is Princeton. Saw the whistle pigs in Greenville back in early June. And then about a week later went to Princeton. 2-2 pitch. That was fouled off by Pinkston. Now play. The only other teams left in the East to see Pulaski after about a month away will be toward the end of July coming to Greenville. And then won't see the Danville Otterbots to the last season series of the season. That was the home opener for the Fly Boys. 2-2. That one misses just outside. And count runs full. That one just missed toward Pinkston, and the count runs full. Here's a payoff pitch from Harrison to Pinkston. That one misses low, and that's a one-out walk issued by Harrison. Pinkston will trot over to first base. There's a run on first with one out for Miles Smith. Smith reached on an error. Probably was a force out by Cologne, and Cologne tried to throw it over the first to get a double play. Could not. That was an error. Four errors tonight for the Sock Puppets. That's why I wasn't able to score some of these runs here. Get a little bit more respectable. 11-5 here in the top of the ninth. Here's a pitch to Smith that finds the edge of strikes on 0-1. Here's the 0-1 pitch coming to Smith. That one. In the dirt, Castaway blocks it, 1-1. Laura Pulaski and Danville play a doubleheader starting at 4 o'clock as they had to reset every like, two games starting at 5:30 between Bluefield, Johnson City, and Elizabeth and Princeton. That was in dirt, 2-1. Then, of course, at 6 o'clock, you have Greenville, Burlington, and then Kingsport and Bristol. Kingsport's going to go up to Bristol, actually. And that game has gone final due to the rain. Calling that one early in the eighth inning, but Kingsport is up 8-3. So Kingsport gets another win, knocking out the Bristol State Liners. That one's hit towards second base for the short one. For the first, not in time. Oh, I was going to say, Smith is out, and that ends the ball game on a 4-6-3 double play. Bang, bang play. Fault Smith got there in time. But it's been a tough afternoon, tough evening for the Fly Boys, and it ends on a 4-6-3 double play as the Fly Boys fall 11-5 in Burlington. Well, good news, after the first inning, Fly Boys did outscore the Sox Puppets 5-4, but unfortunately, that first inning was enough to kill the Sox Pup, to kill the Fly Boys, and the Sox Puppets get the win 11-5. That concludes the game. Fly Boys fall 11-5 in a tough one tonight against Burlington. Take out that first inning. Maybe this game's a little different, but shoulda, woulda, coulda. Got to come back tomorrow, shake it off in a seven-inning ball game. Fly Boys fall down to 16-16. Sox Puppets are up to 24-8 and will look to take the sweep of Greenville tomorrow in a seven-inning ball game. We start at 6 o'clock p.m. First pitch will be on the radio at 5:45 p.m. First pitch set for 6 o'clock. Again, thank you so much for joining us tonight. My name is Richard Martin. Glad to have you with us on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network. And as always, stay safe, have a great night, and go Fly Boys. We'll see you tomorrow, 5:45 p.m.